Check, check.
The fuck is it?
It's recording.
There we go. It's recording. And okay. It's recording.
Wait, all, do you check, have all
check,
of us?
Check, 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 check.
I don't
check,
see any
check,
levels.
Check, 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 check.
The fuck is this? It froze. Data write error.
In the jacuzzi till the sunrise, dumb high. Got a crib, got a spot you could come by. Got the smoke that had me faded off of one try. She got them soft legs, she got them plump thighs. And a bathing suit is something that is fun size.
We got a jacuzzi, and we gon' use it later. And you ain't got a Uzi, oh wait, it's just my neighbor. And you don't gotta worry, just pass the rolling papers. I'm out of my mind, I'll be lost in the vapors. We got a jacuzzi, and we gon' use it later. And you ain't got a Uzi, oh wait, it's just my neighbor. And you don't gotta worry, just pack the roller papers. I'm out of my mind, I'll be lost in the vapors.
What a life, it's kinda hectic and sometimes it ain't alright. So that's why we stay chillin', cause the water feels right. Take it to the hot tub, feelin' start bubbling. I'ma need twice as much, girl, that's doubling. Cup is on half filled, faded half mass bill. She congratulate for the Guinness, like, boy, you have skills. Put these girls around here, they
there we go, and we're on.
Oh, that was weird.
Welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank. I'm Ari Shaffir, I'm sitting here with noted bodybuilder Mark Norman.
Hey,
dude,
I'll
your
take
body's
it.
Great, dude.
Oh,
we're all talking
thanks.
About it.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it really might have been because we were with Sean Patton and Mark and Bert Kreischer.
Yeah, I'm next to two fat men.
Yeah, but nobody's saying that about Renazzisi's body or O'Neill's.
His wasn't bad. O'Neill's was rough.
It was pudgy.
Yeah, because he's skinny, but he had the weird pregnant
distended
gut.
Belly.
Yes.
Yeah, Ethiopian stomach.
Right. He had a fucking fly by his eyeball.
What is with those flies?
I don't know. The flies are the only thing eaten. They're getting the eye jizz.
They get it, but is it so much that they're like, I'm not swatting these away anymore? Like, if you had a fly anywhere near your face, you'd swat at it.
That's a good point, yeah. But I think they're just always there. They get used to it. It's
so like,
yeah,
fuck it.
Yeah, it's like a girl with bangs. If we had like a hair on her forehead, you're doing this all day. But with a bang, you just get
used to it. Yeah.
And why does the belly distend? We think with the no food,
it would get smaller.
In. Yeah, it's strange.
Yeah, every Holocaust picture I have, they don't have big bellies. They have small bellies.
Yes, and if you look at the photo and you don't know, you just think, oh, this kid's full.
<'Cause>
he looks the time. Yeah, he looks fat.
Yeah. Skinny arms.
Yeah.
We need spot reduction on him.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Have you ever sent any money to that?
No.
I don't know if it's going there. I don't buy it.
Well, remember when that lady who was from like All in the Family was like leader of the
Family Ties.
It wasn't TD Others.
Seen the Others.
She was in it?
Yeah, the girl you fucked.
Yeah, the girl I fucked, that's
you
right.
You fucked her?
I started a rumor that I was dating her that lasted for like 6-7 months.
She blew up. She ballooned.
Yeah.
She got real fat.
I thought it was a chick from All in the Family, the blonde one from All in the Family, not Teen the Others.
I don't know. Was there a blonde in All in the Family?
Yeah, one of the daughters.
Oh, yeah.
Or the daughter-in-law, one of those. I don't really remember All in the Family.
Oh, great show.
I do remember when people are like, you couldn't do that now. And it's like, yeah, right, because we're way less racist than we were. Like some of those things, like, you shouldn't do it now.
But the whole joke, it was a joke. Like, he was the dumb guy.
Right.
That's why it was good, but like, I feel like if you put that in a, what do you call it, a focus group, they would just go, we don't like them. But you're like, you're not supposed to like them.
Right, exactly.
There are people out there who are like that.
You're like, I didn't like this character. Like, you mean the villain?
Yes.
You didn't like the villain? Yeah, you're supposed to root against him.
Exactly.
And then when he gets killed, you're supposed to go, yay.
I know. I don't understand it.
Well,
that's
it's just weakness.
That's why Netflix is winning.
Yeah.
Or Hulu or whatever.
Yeah, people can't take that shit.
Yeah.
Remember Homicide? Life in the Street?
Yes.
And they let the bad guys win sometimes. People are like, what the fuck is this?
Right.
You're like, real life?
Yeah.
Not everyone gets punished?
Yeah, because if you watch those, what do you call it, the copped car chases, they always catch the guy.
They always catch him. He never gets away.
But he would get away.
He would once in a while get away.
Yeah, of course. They never do. I watch Forensic Files religiously.
And they don't get the guy a lot.
They always get the guy.
They always do.
The ones they show, they get the guy.
Oh, right. Maybe they don't show the other ones.
Yeah, because that wouldn't really be forensics. They just go, hey, we put a nail clipper in a test tube and now it's just sitting in a drawer.
Why did they stop showing the show To Catch a Predator? Because they were catching predators. So why did they stop doing that?
Well, the guy is in jail, but I guess they stopped before that.
Yeah.
The host is in jail. Did they stop? Because that was a hit show.
It was a hit show. Remember every comic had jokes about it?
Yeah, yeah. That was my go-to. Like, what TV shows have you been on? I would always say To Catch a Predator.
That's a good one.
Because I heard a black guy say Cops, and I said, I like that, but I got to find my own white way.
I'm going to change it slightly to make for myself. That's what Metzi used to do. We would change, like, Mooney's The Hood to The Barrio and do the same joke.
Oh, damn. Well, I don't want to be Mencia.
Yeah.
Shit.
Well, you know.
Did I tell you some guy emailed me and they said there's a kid in Philly doing your act?
doing your act?
And then he sent me a video, and it's my jokes verbatim.
No way.
And they're newish jokes, so I think he comes to the cellar and, like, scouts bits.
You're going
to
write him or anything?
I'm going to write him tomorrow, and if he doesn't respond, I'm just going to out him.
He'll be like, hey, man, I need you to just stop doing that. I need you to apologize to me.
Yeah.
And stop doing that.
Yeah, and this has happened before, and I just totally shamed the guy. Like, I was like, look, man, why'd you get into this? This whole thing's about having your own point of view, your own thought process.
True.
Let us hear your thoughts. Why are you – it's a jukebox. That's all you are. You're a hack.
Yeah, why even
you're phony.
Do it?
Why even do it? Just because you need the applause that bad? Earn it, you piece of shit. And he wrote back like, holy hell, I'm so ashamed. I hate myself. You're right. I'm sorry. I won't ever do it again.
Wow.
I feel gross and – it was a nice moment.
Remember that? Was it America's Got Talent? One of those type of shows where that guy stole Jeff Keith's stuff?
Oh, yeah.
And then they were like, the whole thing about some of the hosts were like, oh, I don't care, he did it well. Others were like, no, that still wasn't yours. We're going to bring you back. We're going to give you a chance to do your own stuff.
I'm
like, why bring him back?
Why bring him
back? I'm like, he did so well with stolen material.
Yes.
So he didn't do so well.
This is why Fuck Jerry gets hired.
And
Comedy Central should be ashamed of themselves.
Oh, I know what that is, by the way, Comedy Central hiring him.
Well, it's the numbers.
No, it's not the numbers. It's the accounting department has nothing to do with the creative department.
Uh-huh.
And they just, a lot of times in a big company like that, they just don't know what, one hand doesn't know what the other hand is doing. If it was Ryan or Ann saying we're going to hire the fat Jew,
yeah,
either one of them would be like, oh, no, that guy's known as a joke thief of
comics. Oh, interesting.
They just were never made, it never came onto their desk.
Oh, really?
That's what it is. You think these things are devious, and it ain't.
It's just business.
Yeah, a lot of times when a comic will be like for Premium Blend or something, and they'll be like, they cut that joke. Why they cut that joke? Because it was too much. And it was like, no, just some non-associated editor going, I'm making my own decisions. And I guess I'd rather have this one than that one.
I mean, that's not as bad, but it's still like, hey, keep on top of your shit.
Yeah, it shows a lack of like, they were using the theme song we have for This Not Happening. They started using it for Tosh.0 promos.
What?
And people are like, why are they doing that? Because it's like this is in our list of acceptable stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And no one said, hey, dude, that's already associated with another thing.
You got to remember, people are still involved and people are still not – people don't give a shit.
Right,
unless
don't give
it's
a shit.
Their thing.
They didn't do the research.
Right.
But what is fun, what we do give a shit, was about our Utah week.
Yes!
Segway.
What a goddamn weekend. You guys went to Denver a year ago and I couldn't go. And
you
then,
went just for the shows.
I went just for the shows, and I couldn't do 2 weeks off. I just can't. As a workaholic, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, yeah.
But this was 4 days of just snowboarding, debauchery, great shows. You sold out four shows at Wise Guys. And the house you guys got was amazing. You got this huge house in Park City, Utah. Hot tub, back deck, big-ass kitchen,
big-ass kitchen
bedrooms.
Was nice.
Yeah,
we could
eat
there. We could make food. The couch area with the fireplace was sick.
Oh yeah,
I love a fireplace.
Yeah, you're a pyro.
I'm pyro.
I didn't know that about you.
Are you at all?
I like a fire, but I'll start one in the woods. But a fireplace doesn't do it for me. I like a little danger involved, like a shed. I want an old shed to go up.
Just light a fire in a wood cabin.
Yeah, but you would sit there meticulously with the logs and go in there with the firewood and the like. You'd have the pizza box, you'd be tearing that up to get the fire going.
Boxes, man. Always. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, this is terrifying.
Yeah,
there's a lady approaching us while we're recording. What'd you think we were doing? We're on microphones here.
Yeah. We're in the middle of something. We'll talk to you in a second.
We'll be right with you. What?
You can bring
food. Sure. You know the key to my heart, don't you? I haven't eaten in days. Yeah, you can put it down, but we got to record here.
Yeah, we're in the middle of something.
I am okay, very perturbed.
Yeah, that's the one you already had a problem with before.
Yeah. That takes a lot of moxie.
Did she like you or something?
Something's up.
Because she kept looking over at you before.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I thought she was listening. See, the problem with the Comedy Cellar is these nuts sit here and just listen to it. They got a booth full of fascinating, interesting comedians talking about the business, inside stuff, so they could just sit there and take a seat and listen up.
And listen to horrible things being said.
Yes.
Because we know who our audience is, and she's not our audience.
Exactly. It's a live podcast.
Yeah. And she's like, what is it? It's like if you turn on porn, like, this is disgusting. Like, no, you're not supposed to just watch it randomly. You don't just flip past this.
You're
supposed to look for it.
Right.
That was the worst thing about the hot tub, is that it was fun when the bubbles are growing. We're all talking, have a great time. And then you see it during the day without the bubbles, and you're like, oh, there's six people's backyards that can hear me at this level voice.
Right, right.
Quite clearly.
Yeah.
And we were screaming at each other.
Screaming the N-word.
Oh, yeah.
Rape joke, the whole thing. We got into it. That hot tub was amazing, just covered in beer. And
covered in beer.
We had all the drinks. I forget this, Ari, and you're great about this.
What?
I forget you can just have fun.
Yeah.
You know, I work so much. I wrote for 2 hours a day just out of guilt.
When you were there. So that's fine. You can do that, too.
No, I wrote today.
Oh, today. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't do it there. I was so drunk.
Well, you gotta
and hungover.
Like reset your brain sometimes by letting go fallow a little bit and enjoying yourself. And
yes.
then I'm sure you'll have a joke about skiing at some point.
Sure,
next year.
Sure. No, I got some ideas already cooking. But yeah, I just forget. Like, you can wake up. I had cookies for breakfast. Then we'd go to a snow. What do you call it? Canyons. Or what do you call it?
Canyons.
What do you call it? What do you call it? Slopes?
Slope, yeah.
You'd go to the resort or slopes or the mountain. We'd ski all day. We'd get beers in the middle of the day. Then you go
beers.
Back on the mountain. And you're like, oh, my God, this is amazing. We have a show in 2 days. You don't have to worry about the show at night.
Yeah.
And you just go home. You eat like an animal. You have 8 cookies. You have a fucking baked ziti.
Yeah, ran a ziti.
Ran a ziti, made a killer ziti, and then you just drink beer and watch TV. We smoked weed. We did mushrooms. It was amazing.
Yeah. My only regret with the drinking beer was I wish I would have drank more whiskey.
Yeah, beer gets you.
Beer gets you weight-wise.
It's bloaty and it's full of bullshit you don't need.
But it is fun to drink beer in the hot tub.
Yes, yes.
That's more like you can pound them. I would put in my water bottle. 2 beers would fill up that water bottle, so
oh,
I keep it cold.
Perfect.
Yeah. Did you smoke the cigar with us that day?
I didn't. I was too worried about my story, and I wanted
to make sure I nailed that.
But I was jealous. I was looking out there at you guys. Like, you guys were giggling and shirtless, and the steam's coming up. You look like kings. Smoking a cigar in a hot tub is such a good look.
Why don't you have more fun?
Well, I had a lot of fun as a kid in my 20s. I've been to jail a bunch. I've wrecked a bunch of cars. So I feel like now I got to work.
What is that guy bring you food? What the fuck was she talking about? She must know you.
She has a plate of food, and she heard me saying I'll eat anything, I think. She was listening. I hate the listening.
You thought she was blogging.
I'm scared, man. You never know.
These
people come here, and it's always like a cute girl.
I was
and then,
we're doing something. She goes, oh. And instead of going, oh, my bad, and walking away, it's like, oh, well, maybe one other thing I can say. Like, no, get out of here.
Get out of here. And then she's like, I'll bring you food, as if, like, I'll give you something if you let me stay. It's weird.
Right.
Something's up.
Anyway,
she's kind of cute.
She was kind of cute. Yeah. A little older. So before you got there, we decided to do a hot tub podcast.
Yeah.
Me, Bert, Brenda Zisi, and...
O'Neill. I love O'Neill, by the way.
Do you?
Never met him before. He's my exact sense of humor. The Downsies.
Dark.
I was on the floor.
Oh, the Downsies was the best.
The best. That might have been the highlight.
That probably was. And it kept coming back to
Oh, yeah. Coming in at 5'8".
Can we say this, or can we just like...
No, because it's their idea. I don't want to push
it. Yeah. Man,
but
what a good idea.
If you ever meet Randa Zisi or O'Neill, ask him about the Downsies.
Ask him about the Downsies.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, O'Neill is so... So I was in... Myanmar, and somebody's like, you have a podcast? I was like, yeah. And I was like, which one should I listen to? So I gave him the Danish O'Neill episode. I was like, they're on every 50 episodes. They're great. And 100, go to that one. And she goes, all right, I got 3 minutes. This is like a woke young Canadian from Vancouver. And she was like, 4 minutes in, you were talking about fucking a Down syndrome a woman.
Yes.
I can't. I'm like, oh, you know what? You're right. This ain't for you.
Uh-huh.
You would know 4 minutes in. It's going to be more of that.
Right.
So you were right to turn it off.
what is their pod? Is that it?
Danish and O'Neill. It's just them saying dark, awful shit.
Ah, sounds like my pod.
Way. Yeah, it's a lot like Tuesday's Stories. Just a slightly more degenerate bench.
Wow. More degenerate.
Dude, those guys were employees, so you haven't met Danis, but when those guys were employees, they were like the worst employees, and they didn't give a fuck. And they were doing something where one of them made fun of Dean, the old general manager.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, oh, I guess you don't like your job, do you? And he was like, no, I don't. Please fire me. I don't want to be here. I just want the spots I get out of it.
Oh, he was working at the door?
Yeah, Dana said this once to one of the funniest I've ever seen. Dove Davidoff. He was like, had one of those like shirts that just came to his belt line.
Yeah.
So he picked his hands up like to stretch something so you could see his belly button. And his tattoo was around his belly button. This like sun around the belly button. So Danis, having never met him before, this is a door guy. Imagine a door guy here coming in and just going, hey, what's gayer than that tattoo? And he was like, what? Like, who are you? Like, what?
Yeah.
He goes, when it's filled with cum.
Wow, I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to talk to O'Neill. Have you heard about his dad?
Oh, yeah, Steve O'Neill.
Holy shit.
The Falconer.
I can't believe how well-adjusted Ryan is after hearing about his dad.
Growing up in a trailer park motel.
Yes. I mean, he always kept a gun on him. Like, he got pulled over, or not pulled over, he got cut off. And the guy pulled a gun on him, and he goes, seriously? And he pulled over. So his dad gets out, puts a gun to the guy's girl's head, and goes, shoot me, and I'll shoot her.
What?
So the girl's just like, and the guy's like, let's get out of here.
Oh, my God.
That's your dad.
Oh, by the way, so at his wedding, there was just a picture of his dad. His dad died a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And there was just a picture of him shaking hands with George Bush Sr. And all these like high-level people around going like, this is some weird meeting.
Yeah. Something's up.
Yeah.
But yeah, great guys.
Great guys. It was a great fun trip. And I like how, I know you had your Tuesdays of Stories podcast, but you were willing to go on Monday. You were like, you
I
know
was.
What? I will go. And they like, oh, fuck, I actually have a show, which is a fair excuse.
And it was sold out, and you know, I had to, yeah, I couldn't fuck over list.
You had to, for sure. Yeah. But like, I actually asked Liz, like, when was this booked? And was months and months ago. I was like, okay, that's fair.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
So we did this podcast in the hot tub. We called it Hot Tub Time Machine, and we just talked about, like, I don't know what we talked about, like, the past a little bit.
All right.
What's your dates? You got dates coming up, Mark Norman?
When's this come out?
Today, tomorrow, something like that.
Oh, great. I'm in Cleveland this weekend at Hilarity's.
I'm going to be there in May.
Oh, it's a great room. I love Cleveland.
I've never been before.
It's a great town, great club. They take care of you. The hotel's awesome. You'll
really?
Get laid. Oh, you got a girlfriend. Sorry. Then I'm at Raleigh and Goodnight's. Then I'm
good
at
club.
Syracuse, Funny Bone. God, that's a kick in the dick.
It's a Funny Bone?
Yeah.
I went there with Adrian for like just a night, one nighter.
It's in the mall.
It's in the mall.
There's nothing to do. That's a rough town, man. But come out and prove me wrong. And MarkNormanComedy.com.
I'll tell you what, the only good thing to do is... Oh, that's Albany, actually, not Syracuse.
I don't mind Albany.
Really?
I don't mind the club.
I'm trying to... Oh, Albany Club, I remember now. That's a little different. That was a cooler one.
It's a little better, yeah.
You did one night, one night.
Yeah, it's not great, but it's a Funny Bone, but it's better. It's all in the mall. They're all in the mall. Then I'm at some other places. I'm trying to think. Oh, I'm at Comedy Club on State in Madison doing an album recording.
Oh, you what?
Recording an album, my third album.
Are you really?
Yeah, it's all ready to go.
And is it different than the special?
Yeah, but Comedy Central I've been using for my first two, and they fucked me right anally.
Why?
I get no residuals.
No, you shouldn't do it with them.
That's what I'm not doing. I'm doing Gorilla. What is it, 500-pound Gorilla, 800-pound Gorilla?
They did Chad Daniels.
Yes.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah, so I'll get some goddamn money.
I don't know
money.
What the deals are, but whatever. Honestly, dude, at this point, there's no reason. You don't need a promoter.
I know.
So really, you're talking about a $250 cost of making the album.
Yeah.
And then the rest should be all yours because you're going to do all the promotion anyway.
Is it that cheap?
It's not even that much.
Wow. Well, why am I doing with them?
I don't know. You should ask them. You should say, what are you giving me that I can't get on my own?
I will ask them that.
Yeah.
But everybody does it with them, so I figured they were legit.
But if they can tell you a real thing, for a while, New Wave was like, we'll make your album. We get half of it for eternity. And like, what are you giving us? Like, we'll put hyperlinks. We'll get it on iTunes. I'm like, I can get it on iTunes. I'm like, you know how? I'm like, no, but I have friends that know how.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
I can figure it out.
We'll make hyperlinks for you. That's what they said. I'm like, you guys are what? You're thieves. You're just hoping I turn into Dane Cook.
Exactly. Well, now I got to email them tomorrow. But, so a lot of good dates. MarkNormanComedy.com. I listen to Tuesdays with Stories. We talk about the trip. We
talked
about it yesterday.
On this episode?
And I talk about how Steve said his story. Now, is that cool?
You said his story? Or
I talked about what he talked about.
Yeah, I think so.
I didn't tell any
stuff.
Yeah, I didn't give away any jokes or punchlines, but I was like, he went into the thing, and it was interesting.
It was very interesting.
Very interesting.
That's what that show's all about, the storytelling show, where sometimes people are like, wow, you're really going for it.
I got more tweets about that weekend. Like, when I posted about it on Instagram, people were like, one of the best shows I've ever seen.
Really?
I've never been to Wisehead before. Now I'm a comedy fan, all this shit.
You know what they told us in Denver from last year's show? They said... They said that last year's show was the best show they had ever seen there.
Wow.
Yeah. A year later, and they had been there for years and years before, they were like, all our staff agreed. That was like the best one we've ever seen.
I didn't
best
think it was that good. I mean, you were good, and Sean was good, and Simone was good, but I felt like I was
lacking.
It was
just interesting. Also, different stories.
Different,
so it was like, wasn't the same exact show all the time. It was just, it's gripping. It's like more interesting.
That's true.
Yeah.
Stories, you really gotta, it's fun because you start from zero.
You start from zero.
Like with a comedy set, you can just get a laugh in the first 30 seconds. You're like, all right, I'm off and running. With the story, like you're going uphill.
Yeah.
And then you kind of hit that plateau. You're like, I got him. And I can just tell the story. And then it just keeps going up. And then you hit that big punch at the end. It's a beautiful thing.
It's great when you get off like a good landing.
Oh, yeah.
But good opening's pretty good, too. Like O'Neill had one for the TV show where he was like, when I was 12, my dad was an illegal falconer. And you're like, okay, cool, we're in. An illegal falconer. What?
Yeah.
And then we're in. We're going.
That is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good show. I mean, I hope you sell it.
Yeah. Yeah. It was on TV once. How many times did you do it? Three? Two?
I've done it twice.
Okay. When's yours come out, or did it already come out?
March,
okay. Yeah, the new season is going. By the way, everybody, you should watch it. There's some great comics on there, comics that I've worked with on those stories.
Yeah.
I don't begrudge them. I actually talked them into doing it. So, yeah, whatever you think happened, you should not take it out on the comedians.
You were with Roy Wood last night, right?
I was with Roy Wood last night.
How's he doing?
He's doing great, man. That guy's awesome.
He's killing it.
He kills, too.
I'm a fan. Big fan of Roy Wood. He's going to be super famous.
I think so. I hope so. He's a nice guy, too.
Oh, yeah.
I am going to be in San Diego President's Day weekend, followed by a 9th anniversary of the storytelling show in the main room February 18th. All-star lineup, Kreischer, Ali Sadiq, Miss Pat,
nice.
Renazisi, Diaz.
Jesus.
Yeah, great lineup.
Wow.
For charity, some kid who's come to the show all the time, his dad anyway, has leukemia. So we're going to give all the money to him. And then I'm doing my hour in the main room, maybe for the last time in L.A.
Damn.
And then let me see what I got real quick.
Yeah,
guys,
what
real
else
quick,
we got?
You can get tickets at arishafir.com. But real quick, in March, I got Phoenix and Tempe. Then the second weekend, then Miami and West Palm, the 14th, 15th, 16th. Vegas with Mark Norman.
Yes, I forgot Vegas.
Yeah, the 21st to 24th.
That's going to be awesome. Vecchione, List, Viter. It's going to be a great hang. The Rio in Vegas.
Yeah. And then...
I'm at Helium in Philly. Sorry, it's my favorite club of all time. I'm at Helium in 2 weeks. Philium and Hilly. Philium. Sorry, wait. Philly Helium.
Hilly Philium.
There you go.
And then I'm in Toronto. We're going to add a second show at the Danforth. I think the first show sold out. I don't know why they haven't sold, put it on sale yet, but look for it. Quickly, and then it's going to happen. And then, like you said, hilarities in Cleveland in May, and maybe that's it.
I'm at Royal Oak also in Michigan.
Damn, you go on the road a lot, bro.
And Laughing Skull Atlanta every weekend. I never miss a weekend. That's why going on that ski trip was such a big deal.
Because you miss a weekend.
Yeah.
But you still got four sets out of it.
I got four sets. That way you paid pretty well.
Yeah. I mean, I just did a split.
I'm happy with
expenses.
It. I can't complain. All that fun, you pay for pretty much everything, and then.
Yeah.
You get paid for the shows.
Yeah.
You can't beat it. You're a man of the people. I always say you're the Robin Hood of comedy.
I'll take that. So the four of us sat in a time machine. We call it a hot episode 348 or 47, I think.
Mm.
Hot tub time machine. Guys, in another two episodes, episode 400, whatever that is. 347, maybe 350.
Jesus.
What am I at now?
That's
whatever.
A lot of hours.
Whatever the 50th one is. Oh, yeah, it's 347, 348. But whatever it is. Shooter, the live table read of Shooter, I'm going to show as my 350th episode with Attell and Michelle and Soder and Danish and O'Neill.
Nice.
Stavros and Tim Dillon. Oh, what a fucking fun time that was.
Really? You wrote a screenplay?
In college.
Nice.
It was terrible.
I would assume.
Yeah. I was so proud of it.
Ah, yeah. Well, it's just a basketball movie?
Yeah, but it was so bad.
Yeah, I
people are like, it's not as bad as you thought. And then it was like, it is. I could try to explain to you, but it is. Ladies and gentlemen, Ari Shaffir, Skeptics, episode 348, I think. Hot Tub Time Machine. Oh, I got some good fucking Photoshops for this one.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. The only reason I'm asking you to do this, by the way, is because I put out for Photoshops people. I pay them $25, and I mentioned, I said, you were in it, too. And then I realized that you weren't in it.
Yeah.
The Photoshops already came in.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, I have to include Norman now.
And I noticed Danish or O'Neill wasn't in it. Is he in it?
Yeah, I think he was.
Oh, I don't remember seeing his picture.
Yeah, he was.
All right.
Anyway.
Funny guy.
Here we go. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. Thanks, Mark.
Praise Allah. Real is hot tub time machine. Back to the Sybaris. Hats from liquor stores.
To avoid syphilis. Frivolous spending. Drunk nights. Oh, you do.
There we go. And we're recording.
Can you hear
us? Check.
Let's everyone introduce themselves.
I'm Ari.
I'm Steve.
Oh, shit. I got to turn way down to 43.
I'm Ryan.
My name is Bert Kreischer, and I'm on my Body Shots World Tour. Please find me this week in Durham, Charlotte, Atlanta, Orlando, then Florida, Tampa, Fort Lauderdale.
Hey, wait, Ari, you turn him down to 43?
I do 43.
Okay, that's I like 40. That. I'm going to start doing that.
Ari, set the scene. Tell them where we are.
Okay, we are. Oh.
This feels fucking great.
We are in a hot tub in Park City, Utah, home of some of the best skiing in the world. The Hot Tub Podcast. Guys, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ari Shaffir Skeptic episode something, Hot Tub Time Machine, with Bert Kreischer, Renazisi, and Ryan O'Neill.
Tubbing with Tosh.
Tubbing with Tosh.
The old flame of Tosh.
You know, I pitched a show called...
I'm getting my wine.
Hot Tub Limo. It was for me and Segura. It was Hot Tub Limo.
Nope, you're right. That's yours. I already drank a little bit of it, though.
Hot Tub Limo.
Hot Tub Limo. The Hot Tub Limo talk show, where we just got in a limo with a hot tub in it and drove around Hollywood and tried to interview people from the hot tub. It was before, when we were skinnier.
Yeah. And how many people
bit at the chance to be part of this.
If we're going to be very candid, I got to be honest with you. Something like that right now would be great for all things comedy. It would, if you got two comedy. But back then, no one ever wrapped their head around the idea that people may want shorter form entertainment that's just kind of fucking goofy and fun.
Have you ever thought about the ideas you had when you were younger that you're like, oh, I guess I can't do that. And now that you're older and more developed, you're like, I actually could get that done right now and it would be good.
Yeah. That's my entire career.
I'm still pushing the five ideas I created 10 years ago.
Tim Dillon does that from a bus, right, in New York.
He does.
Doesn't he do a tour bus?
Yeah,
he was a tour bus.
But he used to do tour bus. And he was he gives the sorted details of the tour bus.
Okay, got it.
Like he's like, oh, here's where this Kennedy cheated on this person.
So if you're in Wall Street, he's probably given the real deal of the financial crisis.
Yeah.
Didn't Scheer do that too? Where they're on a bus.
Paul Scheer?
Giving a tour, and he'd have random celebrity friends doing weird shit in their front yard.
Almost from a bus.
Almost like a celebrity sighting van.
The problem with celebrities is they're not interesting.
They're so boring and uninteresting. And even if they have something interesting about them, they're afraid to show it.
Yeah, and what happens is they're, and also their publicists take over.
Notice how Steve got very quiet.
No, I agree.
Their publicists take over, and they form the...
No, he will not be saying that.
Yeah, and they're like, you know what, let's show... Yeah. Didn't you guys videotape your daughter coming home with an A and you guys giggled? Let's show a clip of that.
We believe that's a better story.
You know who's actually the best guy? Ron Perlman. Have you ever heard him go off on his movies and how shitty people are to work with? He'll name names.
Was he on WTF?
He may have been. Yeah. I've heard him on interviews.
Yeah. I heard him. He is fucking.
He does Sons of Anarchy.
Give a fuck.
Yeah.
He's funny too.
Comes from money, so he's got that I don't give a fuck.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Perlman sounds like he does.
Perlman?
Wasn't he the one that got beheaded?
Sons of Anarchy.
By the way, Ari, his name used to be No Perlman. That was his last name, but he took the no off.
Was he really
very poor.
No, he was making a joke.
I was making a joke because you go Perlman.
No, I just meant because he was Jewish, not because Pearl.
Oh, I thought you were talking because Pearl was his name.
It wasn't about the Pearl
Total
part.
Misunderstanding.
It was about the Mun part.
I'm always shocked people. This is going to sound so stupid.
Speaking of shocked, we're in a hot tub doing a podcast with electricity, so we don't know how. This could end it very quickly.
Yeah.
This could be quickly.
I don't think those batteries are going to do much.
If you like to listen to podcasts the way I do and close your eyes and visualize it. So it is a blue.
Changes from blue to red.
Blue to red.
Yes.
There's snow surrounding us. There's snow all around us.
Look at the stars in the sky, you guys.
The stars are out.
It looks like the house is on fire because so much steam is coming out because it's about 11 degrees.
It's 103 here right now. I try to jack it up to 105.
5 or 6 day moon right now.
And the order goes, Ari and Steve front burners, me and O'Neill back burners.
Yeah.
You guys got the ledge.
Yeah. And when Ari got in here, by the way, Bert, this is a compliment to you. Yeah. When Ari got in here, a ton of water poured out the
that's
side.
That's what it dissipated.
No, that's not.
Tons of water.
That's not because Bert's
so much
Bert.
Water.
Bert was already
No, dude, it's because you're so fat, Ari.
You got back
Bert
in here.
Was already in.
We didn't have a problem. It's just Steve and I and Bert.
Three of us. No problem. All water's still
you,
in.
I am still shocked that I get the rap as the fattest comic alive. Well, I'm not even fucking that overweight.
Who's fatter that's still alive?
Gabe.
Gabe is massively fatter than I am.
No, you
Gabe's
guys are way
pretty
wrong.
Fat.
Gabriel Iglesias died 3 years ago. I'm pretty
Brian
sure.
Brian Scalero's bigger than you.
Scalero.
God damn it. Segura is fatter than I am.
Segura
probably
is
not.
Fatter than you.
Yeah, no shit.
Really?
He plays it off,
definitely.
But he's fatter.
Because he just wears triple XLs.
Got a lot of jumpsuits.
He's got more weight and more height.
He's got Rogan. Rogan Stalin'd his Lenin.
Yep.
Rogan Stalin'd his Lenin.
Explain.
And was like, I'm going to co-sign on this, Tommy. You're not fat. You're not short. We're going to...
How tall is
right?
Segura? Are you taller 5'10"? Than Segura?
He's 5'10". I'm
you know what's interesting? Yeah. You and Segura in Rogan's eyes?
What?
When Segura works out, he grunts. And when you work out, you smile.
So it's like he's... Pain and gain, and having fun.
When Segura works out, he doesn't videotape it. When I work out, I videotape
it, and I say
things like "elite athlete."
Yeah.
You think Joe thinks Burt gains weight when he works out because he's having too much fun?
Yeah.
Does Segura ski?
No.
We invited
Segura
him.
Can do nothing physical.
He can't.
He cannot do anything
physical.
No, he could do stocky stuff like shot put.
Shot put?
Yeah.
He could do shot put.
What
discus,
are we gonna have a fucking
discus?
If you need someone help you move
story
out of the apartment,
storyteller show.
Rakovich
guy.
What would Sigourney be doing if he wasn't doing comedy?
Probably pulling a plow on a farm in Romania.
He'd be sitting behind a desk at a tow truck company, going, "Yeah, it's not my problem." He'd be a cop. He's got a cop body.
He does have a cop.
And he also
body.
Has, he seems a little bit like he would be like a dirty cop.
Oh,
he'd be
yeah.
on the take.
He would
on
do
the take.
Shit.
But he'd look, be on the take for like Fig Newtons.
They stole it from the house.
Yeah.
Look at those Girl Scout cookies in your backseat. I'm willing to negotiate.
We confiscated this drugs, this money, and some of these Keeblers.
All going into evidence.
All going into
you're taking
the
cocaine and Keeblers?
Most epiphanous thing said to me this whole week was when
is
we
that
were
a word,
band,
epiphanous?
I have a low
mean,
threshold for epiphany. So, yeah. It's
oh, that. Okay. That's,
yeah.
All right.
Epiphanous was Sigourney hates being recognized, but he is the most, he is the only comic that has only all his stories about recognizing
like,
people.
That's a celebrity, yeah.
Like, but he hates getting recognized, but that's all he's done is like, oh shit, that's Bruce. Oh shit, that's Mike Tyson. Oh shit.
Look, I think we can all agree that Tom Segura is a piece of shit, but what we can agree on is how great a time we're having. Anywhere between 8 and 10 between all of us.
I would say I'm having a 9.5.
Yeah. I was having a 9.9, and then I had a 3.2 when I hit that rope.
Dude, one of my favorite wipeouts was you trying to go, and then all of a sudden he just like, there's an invisible rope, and it just wraps around him, and he just pulls
isn't
him down.
Isn't it always the last
like
run of the day,
line,
though?
Yeah.
Or the one where you're trying to bite off a little more than
it
you can
it happened with Ari and I last year at Brighton. Ari goes, let's do one more run. He does a jump. He wrecks hard.
Well, you guys were peeling O'Neill off the mountain. Bert and I were eating bone marrow and splitting a great bottle of fucking Pinot.
Yeah. We
dude,
walked
it
in
was
and,
like
and the chefs recognized us, and they were like,
decadence.
Oh, my God, we're huge fans. Can we please? Like, and then they go, we're huge fans. And we were like, oh, cool. I was like, grab your cameras. We'll grab a picture afterwards. And then we went out, and then they started bringing out bone marrow. Truffle fries. Yeah.
Ari, why didn't you go in there and get recognized? We got there and all the marrow
like
was
recognized
gone.
Either.
Also,
we had
I'm
no
not
marrow.
As big. I was not an FX.
No, they would have definitely been down your alley, dude. But
I like whenever I'm with Bert.
Dude, they could have seen.
Bert gets recognized. Like, oh my God, it's Bert Kreischer. That's crazy. And for like 5 minutes, they're loving Bert. Oh, you guys are so cool to hang out with him. And at some point, goes, you know, Ari goes, oh shit, Ari.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you don't think those chefs saw an appropriate movie?
The difference is
I heard
I
talking about when
it.
I was in the bathroom.
Like when I get recognized, I lean into it.
Yeah.
And I don't mind people taking pictures, but I know that sometimes there is a way period of like 3 minutes that you'll have a conversation where you could cut that in half. If you go, hey, you want to take a picture? And the guy goes, oh, that's what I wanted.
Yeah, we can get this over with.
Is there every time, Bert, you love it more than anywhere except Jeff Ross. You would too love to get recognized the most. Is there ever a time?
But hold on. No, I'm not shit on Jeff at all. I would never shit on Jeff. But I like it for a different reason, I think, than Jeff, maybe.
Why does Jeff like it?
Well, I think Jeff's a single dude. It's like, it's cool when you're single. When you're married, if you're not, like, Jeff's a public guy. He likes to be out of clubs. He likes to go out with Dave and John Mayer. And, like, that's his thing. Like, Dancing with the Stars. I'm not a Dancing with the Stars guy.
You would do Dancing with the Stars.
Would you do Dancing with the Stars?
I would not do
Dancing
with the
Stars.
They came tomorrow to you and said, we want Bert Kreischer the Machine
point.
On
$10 million.
$10,000 an episode.
No, it's what everyone else gets.
Pass.
It's Favored Nations.
Tom Segura is doing it.
No, it's Favored Nations, how that show. You get what you get, and when you come in, and how long you last is what you get.
You would do it for whatever the price they give you. You would love to be Dancing with the Stars.
You would not want to do
in a leotard.
What would be your reasoning behind it?
Or possibly unitard?
Yeah. Or shirtless?
Or retard?
My number one reason is I don't like competition reality shows. They really fuck my head up.
Oh.
Yeah, well, but you're not really in competition.
What? You're going to go home first week?
Say that to Nikki Glaser.
Yeah.
Nikki Glaser real quick was like, I realized I wanted to stay. And you realize at a point you want to stay.
Yeah, sure, but it doesn't matter.
What about, no, it does. You've never been in a reality competition.
One entry episode of Last Comic Standing.
I did not make it
to the next round.
You're not saying because you wouldn't want to do it and embarrass
Hold
yourself.
Hold on, let's get
you're
back.
You're saying
to
because you would want to win it and you probably wouldn't be able to.
Yes, and now let me also get back to the Jeff Ross thing. Because I have talked subtle shit about not being invited to a Jeff Ross party one time, and Jeff hit me up, and I know that some fucking cunt will hit up Jeff and be like, "Bird hates you. He thinks you're a celebrity whore." That's not what I'm saying. The truth is,
Jeff, the reality is that I hate you. But go ahead, Bert.
No, the truth is that. Jeff is not the same way I am about celebrity. I enjoy celebrity. I enjoy.
He does too.
No, hold on.
Okay.
I like when I see someone famous, I get excited. Jeff does not. He's kind of cool about that shit. He could very easily sit next to a celebrity, not say hi. If I run into a celebrity, I get excited, and I am the person that has to say hi, wants to take a picture, and then wants to take a second picture when we're on the plane together.
Shit, like, I'm
fucking...
Yeah, you want to go back?
I'm
the guy we hate.
I am all of our worst fans.
Worst nightmares.
But that's who I am. I can't help it. That's why I am.
You're the guy that takes the picture with me and comes back and asks me for fantasy advice later on.
Where yeah, I have 100%. 100%. And so, like, so when I say that Jeff and I come at it from a different place, that's what I mean is, like, I know what it's like to be a fanboy of someone's.
Yeah.
And then have them share a little extra second with me and then go, God, I fucking love that guy.
Yeah.
And so that's why I do it. And that's why I get excited about it, because I go, no, I've been there. That guy's never going to tell a better story to his friends. Then he got into a gondola with his favorite comics, and one of his favorite comics gave him a joint.
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, that's going
to
be a great...
handed to him.
Gave him a full
forever.
Joint, and he got back, he got a grilled
but
cheese.
See, forever. That guy will
tell... For me, that's the way life works. That's why I love Bill Murray, is Bill Murray gives people those experiences.
Can I tell you a fun one?
Yeah.
My Orthodox Jewish school, my brother's grade, 2 years below me, but No Doubt was just coming up. They weren't big yet.
What do they have a smaller term for Orthodox? Do they call it like an Orju school or something? No, I mean, is there like a...
Or, no, just...
It's people just say it the whole way, Orthodox Jew school.
Just say school.
Okay. All right, continue.
They used to go see No Doubt shows when they played like 930 Club and places like that.
Heap High?
What?
Heap High?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, just wondering. I'm spitballing now.
I think it's just called, with an emphasis on the Jew, a Jew school.
Got it. All right.
So they went out and stayed out late with No Doubt. That fucking Gwen Stefani and those other guys took them around.
Dude, how cool.
Very cool. They said, we're going to fucking be late for school tomorrow. We're going to be so tired. And she goes, let me write you a note. And she wrote a note that those kids took into school Gwen Stefani.
That's cool.
Said, please excuse these bad boys.
Hell yeah,
with
dude.
Me.
Hell yeah.
I love that, dude.
Have you ever met Bill Murray?
So cool. What?
Did you ever meet Bill Murray?
Did we?
I did.
Together with Simone?
No, I did not. You did with Simone.
Yeah.
I did not. I met him at the Super Bowl.
Bill Murray.
He was talking to Katie, the woman that plays my wife on the show at the time, and I went over and I was like, this is it, because he's going to walk away when he's done talking to her. And then I came over and asked for a picture, and he gave me the look like, absolutely, I'd love to take a picture with you instead of talking to this nice, beautiful woman. At the Super Bowl. So.
Yeah, I'd be like, you know what, dude? I appreciate like, everything you've done for me. Fuck you. I want this picture.
I need the picture, dude.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, if something could happen in my career where I just blew the fuck up and I became like Bill Murray level, I would definitely be the guy that showed up at frat parties. I would definitely be the guy that showed up at weddings and grabbed the mic and started singing. I would definitely be that guy. Yeah, he does.
Have you seen the documentary about it?
I'm not even saying, like, the way I deal with, like, meet and greets and fans and stuff is, like, though I go, what would Bill Murray do?
Would Bill Murray do?
Have you seen the documentary about all of his crazy stories?
Dude, I have it on Netflix. I was watching
it
on the plane, but I blacked out.
No, he just does crazy
shit.
Yeah,
I got to sit up out of this fucking hot tub,
it
too.
Is fucking
Zany's in Rosemont now. The hotel you stay at has a Murray's Brothers restaurant. Yeah. And every once in a while, Bill Murray will just show up out of the blue.
Damn.
At that fucking Ramada right next to the goddamn O'Hare Airport.
Okay.
And drink with everyone in that bar. All
How
the
cool.
Fucks. Those
That's
are real cool. Fucking Chicago people, dude.
That's very cool.
And he just... hangs out, pays the tab, walks out, Bill Murray.
The opposite is, we were with John Elway's in Vail Steakhouse.
Yeah.
And we're like, does John Elway ever come in here? Like, no, he was here 2 weeks ago in Vail. And like, did he come in here? Like, no, he didn't step into John Elway's.
He wouldn't eat it this shit.
He fired two people and left.
Fuck this. It's the phoniness
what?
Of a celebrity that none of us alike. It's the phoniness of a celebrity where you go, oh, this is just a business venture. That's their social media team talking to me. This isn't them.
Right.
Yeah, putting your name on something as opposed to like being
you
a part of something
some
and like
wine.
Kind of like
and,
being
and
like.
As opposed to going like, it's like, you know, wine? It's like Ari, when we talked about doing meet and greets.
Yeah.
And you were like, it's.
I'm not charging people to shake my hand.
By the way,
hold
his
on,
idea is
good,
even
good,
better.
Good. So then let's
give
let's
me a full
go
glass
to that.
Of rice.
Bert's idea. Sorry, I just burped. Is incredible, by the way.
But that's the thing with meet and greets. Is like, I very easily could have been swayed in doing like a $250 meet and greet or $150 meet and greet.
Yeah,
I've done them. I did them with Sal and Nate and Kyle.
175 meet and greets available at BertKreischer.com for the tour, Body Shots tour.
But there's an accountability when you have like good friends. There's accountability you get held to where you go, yeah, that is gross. I'm not doing that. And so I panicked about that meet and greet situation until I came up with it.
What'd you come up with?
You already know. I'm
the contest.
Doing a raffle.
of the raffle.
That way, if like if you want to do $5, you're like, maybe. And if you want to do $20, you're like, ah, who gives a fuck? And if you go, I want to meet him, and you put in $100, then you're probably going to win.
And the money goes to you or to... Or to
we give it, we raffle off to the fans, but I got a bunch of shitty, not shitty emails, but like emails from fans going, hey, man, I really don't give a fuck about the raffle. I don't give a fuck about anyone winning money. Just keep the show moving.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. And
there is that where it's like, I'm here to see the show, dude. I don't
give a fuck about your meet and greet, and yeah. I don't give a fuck. So I don't know what I'm going to do moving forward. I may just
take the
money.
Do you think that's the majority of people that think that?
Probably. Considering the majority of people do not enter the raffle, they don't even give a fuck.
Yeah.
Majority of people don't.
I wouldn't want some other guy to get my $5.
Yeah.
I was in Vancouver and I was doing like I always do the speeches during the check drop, you know, like tip your wait staff or like, hey, I have merch for sale, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And I was like, at the comedy mix, I was like, hey guys, I got shirts for sale afterwards. And some guy on to my right was like, ugh. And I felt so shitty. Like, yeah, what am I doing? I was
really?
Putting on a show and I'm talking about my t-shirts. Dude, this is stupid.
I put posters up now and it's give what you want. I've had people leave 50s.
Yeah.
Pay what you want. $2, $50, $20.
But you have to pay something or can they just take it?
I'm
just saying, is it like free?
Are the posters free? I go, it's a donation. Throw it in what you can. It's cash only.
Here's 20 cents. Give me 10 fucking
people
posters.
Have thrown up like coins, actual coins at me before. But, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's a good way to do it. People don't feel like you're selling something then.
No, it is. When you're not soliciting necessarily, like here's a fixed price, people will give more.
Yeah.
They do it on podcasts where you're just like, hey,
plus
here's
posters can be printed out in the city you're in. You don't have to carry them. You don't have to travel with them.
Dude, posters are the best thing. Shout out to Brett Brock and Jeffrey Tice.
Shout out to Brian Stefanik, Comedy Photoshop.
Let's take 2 seconds.
Bill Burr's 50 poster.
Let's take 2 seconds cool and promote those guys because they don't get enough shout outs, and that's their business.
I will say, Brian Stefanik, go fuck yourself. I hope you die. I hope you kill yourself and your mom knows it.
Wow, well, that's not the shout out I think he was looking for.
That's opposite of what I was going for.
Yeah.
What happened,
he's
Ari?
He's a good friend
of mine. He does my.
I could see Ari being like, he was 15 minutes late to a phone call I had with
him. You remember, he came to the All Things Comedy Festival. He was in Milwaukee. Yeah, super nice guy.
He hadn't killed himself, but like, what happened? He was pleasant.
Yeah, he's super nice. I don't know why you would ask him to fuck himself. Kill himself.
No.
All right.
And who's Brent Bryce?
Brett Brock does me and Stanhope's posters.
Brent Brock, I'm okay with. Who's the other guy?
Jeffrey Tice.
Fuck him.
Why?
Obviously. Who do you got, Ryan?
Who do I have?
Yeah.
Oh, we have Matt Lynch does a lot of our...
I like Matt Lynch.
Fat Head Comics, is that it?
He's good. Who else?
And then we have Andrew DeWitt.
Oh, DeWitt's cool.
He's a great artist.
Matt Lynch can eat a dick.
All right. Jesus.
Okay. All right.
Dude, that's a great idea. You know what I want to make? I want to make... Remember those big head
shitting
posters?
Shitting on plugs?
They had those big head posters of athletes.
Oh, yeah.
That you could put up on your wall.
Uh-huh.
I want to make it for college students of me shirtless just with a beer like I'm at their party.
You might sell a lot of those, dude.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, look. And they're all hanging out with me. I'm like,
Dude, you know what would be amazing if you could get somebody takes a photo with you and somebody from the show and then instantly gets it on a t-shirt.
Dude, flat Bert Kreischer around town.
Right then and there. And now you have you and Bert Kreischer or a caricature of you drawn and then it's printed on a shirt and they can instantly take it.
Like they had flat Ronnie's on the Stern Show, flat Bert Kreischer's.
Steve and I came up with the most genius idea today over wine.
Wait, was this the beauty pageant idea that we had earlier?
Nope.
Do you want to pitch that to him?
We're talking third shows or extra shows? Holograms, bro.
I'm going to record a hologram show for when I die.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that will be the money that sends my kids and my wife off to like...
We were talking about life insurance.
What's the weight limit on holograms?
Easy. And so...
How many pixels is it going to take to get you up there?
And so it starts off with me going, I guess I'm dead, everybody.
Yeah. Wow.
And it takes the
shirt off right away,
Takes the shirt off. Shit, man, I'm hanging out with Patrice right now.
So you leave it in your will to Leanne. Like 3 days after I'm gone, you release this fucking special.
Bert Kreischer dies. It's all over the news. New Bert Kreischer special available right now on tour on the Hologram Death Tour.
I bought that Patrice O'Neill special after he died. The one that was recorded in the DC Improv.
That was great.
Yeah.
I bought his.
Yeah.
Man, two of my favorite jokes that I think about all the time is Patrice O'Neill coming out on stage, and there's a black chick eating chicken fingers in the front row, and he goes, I ain't afraid of big black bitch. He goes, I grew up with big black bitch. And then Mitch Hedberg, he goes, man, I'd hate to be the headless horseman's horse.
Why?
He's like, I'd fuck with that guy. I'd be like, yeah, we're not going to the hay.
How do you know where we're going, horseman?
Well, that's good. Ari, do you have any other business ventures you're thinking about?
I said you should get the Heeb and the Cube off the ground.
No, I think you should open
a
brewery.
You and Joey Diaz, a fucking dispensary in Los Angeles.
Yeah, we really need to open a
Cube and the Jew, yeah.
We really do. Oh, me and Joey need to.
Because you would care about it. You wouldn't sell shit product. Yes, exactly.
You would be the. You realize.
You'd have a line around the block like those kids that wait for sneakers.
Smith and Rolinsky's this. I think I'm saying the wrong name.
Smith and Walensky.
What is that?
Yeah, we're going to a steakhouse, but not to that place.
You could be the fucking high-end steakhouse of weed because they know that you are a fucking meticulous cunt.
Yeah. That's your brand.
Also, you should open up a brewery and call it a he brewery.
It's not bad.
You want to open one up together and we'll call it a he brewery?
I like that even better.
Yeah, that's good. He bro. Those are all good.
And Steve and I will just produce our beauty pageant show that we were talking about.
Yeah,
earlier.
We got a beauty pageant show that we're talking about.
Have you guys ever fucked in a hot tub?
Yes.
No.
I got a rash after it.
Pool, but not hot tub.
Because I was also on steroids because I had terrible poison ivy.
Oh, really?
How dare you?
Sorry.
I'm not a big fan of fucking in liquids. I got to be honest with you.
It's
pools,
not fun.
Hot tubs.
I was younger.
I did it a week ago.
You did it a week ago?
In this hot tub.
Not in this hot tub.
Middletown?
The one I was in?
Midterm.
Yes, before you got there. I didn't come.
Oh,
I didn't
fuck.
Come. I didn't come. I didn't come.
Why?
Yeah, who fucking doesn't come?
We're not going to
come. We went in it the next night.
Why? It's not your hot tub.
Yeah, but I'm going to
went in it.
It's your cum.
No, but I don't want it on my like hair.
I'm sorry. It's your. Yeah. You've never taken a bath, jacked off in the bath, and then gotten out, and you're like, why is all my jazz hair swiped one way?
Oh, I don't care. That doesn't bother me.
I'm in the right on this.
You don't come in your own hot tubs.
Last day, maybe.
Although I was pissing in my own bathtub as a kid, not realizing I was bathing in my own piss for a long time.
I had sex yesterday and I hadn't showered before I got in the hot tub, so we're all on you.
Milked it.
Full milking.
Full milking you got.
Oh, dude, when I get out of this hot tub,
I literally get dizzy as fuck.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be steaming.
How are we getting to the steakhouse?
We're going
to
drive.
Uber.
We're
going to drive snowmobiles.
Oh, I wish. Dude, I would love to drive snowmobiles drunk.
I have. It's scary as fuck.
What? I hate snowmobiles.
It's
I hate the smell of gas.
Fuck. I grew up with snowmobiles. I love snowmobiles, but we never drank because we were super serious about them.
Do they have electric snowmobiles?
I would probably take one of
those. You don't like the smell.
I hate the smell of gas. So, you know, you get caught in the helmet. It all just smells like it. A big pussy.
The stars out here are great.
They really are. I love this area. The thing that sucks dick about Utah is their beers.
4%.
What do you mean?
It's like all alcohol.
They put a governor on the alcohol limit?
You can't even stand and drink, bro.
Well, you can't. You have to sit and drink?
You have to sit and drink because they don't want you moving around a location with the...
These fucking Mormons have gotten
Mormons
crazy,
are amazing. They're amazing people.
No, the Mormons and they're
amazing.
By the way, I don't think they like
really
to be called Mormons
people.
Anymore. I think they like to be called Latter-day Saints.
Oh, LDS. Yeah, they got
it. What makes them say
Mormons? No, I'm not kidding. I'll send you the article.
Why?
I sent it to Rogan, but...
The same reason Myanmar changed to Burma or vice versa. Got bad rap.
I just don't like what the church does with all that. You can't have fucking caffeine. You can't have alcohol above a certain level. You have to buy your alcohol, like your hard alcohol and your beers fucking separate.
Yeah,
you have to go to a fucking separate
store. Wine or alcohol.
But you can have Xanax, Ambien, fentanyl.
Make meth.
You can have all that.
Yeah, because they're all on the boards.
On the way to the rental passenger van. The guy told me that there was a hidden camera documentary where they got one of the leaders of the LDS admitting in black, in like, you know, dark black, you know, with a voice changed, that he sells meth, he deals meth, he has dealers that deal meth for him. He doesn't care because none of the people in the LDS do the meth, and he tithes on his meth sales.
Really?
Yeah, he gives money to the church.
So that's
5%.
Keeping the money in-house.
Do you want to say the guy's name?
Mormons keep money in-house.
No,
they spend Mormon money.
Dude, that's the
killer Mike.
Yep.
Mormons, I bet you, if you broke down even white people down to religion, I bet you Mormons keep money in their religion more than Jews keep money in their religion.
Maybe, but not more than Koreans or Chinese.
Koreans were 22% or 27%.
Chase Bank in Chinatown, New York has the most assets of any bank in the world.
Wait, did you watch that documentary?
Even more than the
because when they make money, they're like, store it. We're leaving six families to a two-bedroom. Keep that money. They don't spend it. They just
it's all cash. Yeah. Like, all their businesses are pure cash. You go to a lot of places, Asian restaurants, they don't even take credit cards. So they just stockpile that shit in the bank.
Yep.
That's like dispensaries.
Did you see that documentary in New York where they fucking bank that got busted in the financial crisis was this Asian dude who ran this bank. Yeah, and they literally had the entire Chinatown's money in his bank. And people came there on the day that they said that this bank was in trouble, and they demanded all their fucking money back. It was like $40 million.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn. Clean it out.
I hate the reverse racism that's happening to Asians, personally.
What do you mean?
Like
the Harvard shit?
Yeah, the Harvard shit. That bothers me.
Why? Yeah, you work hard. You're a person.
Yeah. If you bust your fucking ass and you want to be a doctor, I want you to be my doctor. Yeah.
Can I say something, though?
Yeah.
Okay. While they are considered, I believe, a minority. And so while African-Americans and Latinos are out there fighting for their rights and splitting time between doing activism in school, I think the Chinese are like,
nobody's
you guys keep doing that, and then we'll just keep studying.
In school. That's not a thing. They're not like, I wish I could study my homework.
This conversation
I wish I could do my homework, but I have all this activism to do.
I did when it started.
No.
But what I'm saying is, like, they don't... How many Chinese people... do you see out there protesting or picketing for equal rights?
Right, they just go out and get their shit. They take their abuse and they go out and fucking, so who cares? We'll study hard, we'll play violin, we'll do it.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Like, if you let just the
black people's problem is not that they're out protesting instead of studying.
It would be 50% Chinese.
So fine, it's 50%
But think about China, dude. A communist country where these people have to fucking live.
It's not communist.
China?
Oh, God, here we go again. Here we go again.
Okay.
I can't do this with you anymore.
Technically,
it is a fucking communist country. Yes, if they want a bridge, they can build
it because
of the money. But they can't go to Google. They can't
go to Burke's
podcast.
It has nothing to do with their system of money. It's a capitalist system. If you make money, you keep it.
No, they don't.
Yes, there are people with Ferraris there driving over homeless people.
That's true, but it's an oligarchy, like Russia.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's capitalist.
Yeah, I'll go with that. Yeah, okay.
My point is, do you remember the kid from Missouri, like Mizzou or whatever, that was walking across campus and walked into a Black Lives Matter meetings, the Asian kid? He was just trying to get a fucking pre-chem class or whatever.
No, what
happened?
And
they fucking berated this poor dude.
He's a minority too, though.
Yeah, and they were like, you're an oppressor. You're an oppressor. By the way, I'm definitely speaking in hyperbole. He's like, I don't remember anything they said.
Yeah. But have fun with it.
That bums me out because I go.
Give me a refill,
I always want.
Oh my God, wow, I'm going for a refill now.
Yeah, dude.
I'm going to do a refill.
I'm a binger, dude.
Refill.
I'm a fucking binger.
You know, this is wine, O'Neal. You don't drink it like a fucking pledge. Like
I'm trying to stay hydrated,
pledge.
Steve.
You brought one bottle. We got two just in case, but it's not just in case. Two's not enough now.
Why? Because I'm drinking too much?
We're all going nuts.
Yeah. Shout out to the Danish and O'Neill podcast. One of my favorites to listen to every week.
Thank you, guys.
Shout out to Danish and O'Neill, two of the best people to ever have on a podcast ever. Or a cooking show.
Stories
we're
for
small,
days.
But we're mighty.
I called Bert, and I was like, you got to have Danish and O'Neill on. He's like, really? I'm like, you can do what you want, but I'm saying, trust me on this.
I didn't know anything.
You knew nothing about
them.
I was like, just trust me. They're going to be great. And you're like, okay.
Do you remember that?
I do. I thank you so much. And the weird thing is, like, other people won't have us on.
Who?
I'm not going to name names, but it's really hard for us people. I don't know why. I don't know. We've never done anything to anybody. I guess it's just we're not big names. We're kind of like this underground.
Who are these people?
Yeah.
Andrew Santino.
Like, it'll just be really funny.
Theo Vaughn.
But we take it seriously when we
Brendan
go in there.
Schaub.
We want to fucking, you want to put on a good show.
You guys are awesome, man. You guys were awesome on my podcast. By the way, I'm breaking balls with all those people that are my friends. I don't want to start any drama in this fucking world. But you guys have been awesome every time you've been on. It's been one of my top downloaded podcasts.
Well, I appreciate that. We always try our best.
You don't
have
to appreciate it. You just did it. You guys were awesome.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, like, we had Sarah Weinshank and Kimberly Congdon on.
Yeah, you do that.
And they were
Stone
fucking
Science?
Awesome. They were awesome. They were like, it's just like people who know podcasts and come in to murder it, you know? And they go like, even like, not even, but I'm saying like, you know, like Hollywood veterans like Moshe and Natasha are fucking amazing on a podcast. But they go in, they know what they're doing, they
some
go to murder.
Know how to do it. Like, let me have some stories. Not just
they don't
what,
do many, but the
what.
Ones they do, they're like, all right, we're going to go.
They bring it. And then you see people that come out and they're like, and they think it's like a Barbara Walters interview.
Yeah, it's like,
They have to like fight you on uncovering stuff. They're like, I don't want to uncover anything. Just fucking share some fun stories.
Yeah.
Okay.
We kind of derailed
this. Podcast are we on right now?
It's mine, but I called it Hot Tub Time Machine, but I feel like we should talk about something from the past because it's Hot Tub Time Machine, but I don't really know. What does that mean to you? Hot Tub Time Machine. I don't know.
I'll tell you right now, as soon as you say talk about something from the past,
yeah.
I feel like everyone right now wants all their past to go away because the past 3 years ago was different than the current state of this world right now.
Isn't it crazy how quick
it's fucking insane, man.
It infuriates me, and it almost makes me want to go rogue.
What does that mean, go rogue?
Like, just fucking get off the grid and be like, fuck all you guys when this shit collapses. I'm going to be out there hunting you guys.
Never turns out well.
The problem is, you never turns out well. Also keep track of who's not rogue so you can, like, watch their demise.
I am too not rogue to go rogue.
I know, but let me get, what is your stance on that? Like, because I always, in my mind, I can't see how everybody can't see that, like, this shit's going to collapse.
The internet's turning over against each other.
Yeah, and everybody's just going to implode, and then you're going to be out there. And you have survival skills, and you've got everything you need to fucking go hardcore. You might get killed by, like, other, like, military guys will fucking kill you.
My plan is to stop putting chemicals in my pool and use that as drinking water. Set an electric fence around. I have a sniper's nest at the top of my
electric
house.
Electric fence?
Sniper's nest. No, I'm gonna hook up car batteries to the fence. I have a you know, a great fence, but I'm gonna hook car batteries up.
I just drive my car through that fence.
If we're talking seriously about this, I've done everything you just said.
I have no plans beyond that, by the way.
I have guns. I mean, if we're talking about apocalypse, I'm talking about, like, social justice and all that bullshit. But if we're talking about the apocalypse, I got a filtration system for my pool. We're going to drink out of my pool. I got a generator, a big generator. I got guns, and I got GoCash. I got GoCash's cash and $5 increments.
I think O'Neal's talking about is, like, remember Bernie Sanders a couple years ago was like, hey, we get everyone some money. And he goes, he feels like, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but, like, if people start getting money every month for free, they're going to have idle time in their hands. And before you know it, it's going to be robbing and stealing, and we're in it now. And it's
I'm a pure capitalist, but I do. But here's my thing. Your water gets shut off now. So you have a generator, but you got no fucking water.
My pool, right?
Well, no, but say you shoot some guy and he falls in the pool. Now he's fucking blood everywhere.
No, get him out.
What are you doing for food? What are you doing now? Do you have a grill? How are you protecting your place? Who's on watch?
I got three
Leanne
propane
taking the days
tanks
and you're taking
I
nights?
Keep forgetting when they're not
they're
filled.
They're going to invade that house. They're going to invade that house.
Well, that's the thing. I need help with invasion.
I'm getting out of there.
Yeah, where are you going?
Do you have a place to go?
Where are you going?
Do you have a motorcycle that Leanne can drive one and take one of the girls and you take the other?
I've already thought about getting a larger motorcycle so we can get through traffic.
You have to.
So that we got a four people on
can
it.
Can I tell
what
you,
do you
this?
Mean,
just,
like Cobra?
Just tactically, can I just tell you this tactically? Time is of the essence when this all goes down. Yeah. It's going to be a quick thing.
Yep. I'll be on the road.
Those kids, you're going to have to kill those kids. They're going to slow you down.
I hope Leanne doesn't listen to
this. There's no way you're
going to
survive with those children.
No, dude.
Body shots tour. Never happened, swipe up,
like,
for tickets.
Those kids are going to slow you down.
Well, yeah, but if you're going to make a hero story, I got to kill my wife and one kid and then keep one kid. And then
that's
me and
true.
Them
yeah.
Because
that way you can, you know. You
to sell later down the road.
No. Opposite of that.
It's a hero's journey,
to pass the story along. The narrative going, O'Neal. Not to sell for profit.
No, that's how, in the first act, the child is sold. He gets all this money.
But then
now he's living high on the hog.
Think about he gets sold to the right family.
Think about where they thought the world was going at Y2K, and where it is today.
I wasn't worried about that. Today,
me neither. I was too stupid.
Today, I think people are they're going to 1984 themselves out of everything. Like you have an Alexa, right?
Yeah.
So does Ren Azizi. Like, I mean, I
have mine unplugged. I do not.
I have one on my tour bus.
Even have it,
but by the way, just skiing today. Did you go to your Instagram
Alexa,
feed?
Pornography.
Yeah,
my thing came up. You know the thing that you could hook both skis onto and carry it like a backpack? It was in my Instagram feed because we had gone skiing.
I love that.
I know. I want that. I almost bought it.
Yeah, I don't mind it when it's actually good advertising. Like,
it is something that I'm using.
I don't want a car.
Really?
Maybe
you
I do
don't
want
care?
Some of that. No, I do care. Oh, if I could guarantee that it would just be that, just give me stuff
that I'm
interested in,
that I'm talking
okay.
But I don't even want the shit that I'm interested in. Also, I don't think the world's going to collapse in some grand thing. I think it's going to be everyone just narking on each other to the point that, like, now that, like, one party takes over and it's going to be, like, a really shitty party and now they inflict all these rules on everybody and you can't say this, you can't do that, and that's when I'm going in the woods.
So you, yeah, you're saying you don't want to be told what to say or have a thought be put
out. Well, okay,
yes,
then,
and you can't have, yeah, you can't say, you can't even talk about this because the government's listening even in your fucking house.
Could you be shit?
Is that a cord?
No, we saw that.
That's a filter. That's a filter.
I was online the other day, and all of a sudden my phone pops up, and it's like, news alert. Christy Teigen's hair was in a knot, and John Legend untied it. And I was like,
"Is that real?
Yeah,
is that the real headline?"
And I was
alert?
"Yeah." And Christy Teigen, by the way, retweeted it because I wrote, "I went, what the fuck have I been Googling that this is what my phone thinks I want?" And by the way, I watched the whole video. It was fucking fascinating.
She had a heavy knot.
Because Christy Teigen's a fucking dollar sign. Every time she says anything, she's
awesome. My wife
awesome.
Loves Christy Teigen.
Oh, my girlfriend loves her cooking.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
She is fucking gorgeous. Really? Like, I literally think you could start your own country by having white men go to Thailand and have sex with Thai chicks, and just all those kids. All those kids would be Teigens.
Yeah.
Be Teigens, and what's her name from fucking G4?
Can I say something now?
Olivia Munn.
Olivia Munn's.
Yeah.
They're
Olivia
fucking
Munn,
gorgeous.
Though, she's Native American, I believe.
It's super racist.
So
go ahead.
No, I think that ages super well.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Half and half age
I
well.
I feel like. Christy Teigen's gonna be beautiful until one day she is severely not.
This is a fat papusa.
Well, again, but, peace and love.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm watching my white one age. It's the same.
Genetically speaking, I feel like.
Point.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. While you were watching that happen, they passed some fucking law that took even more of your fucking rights away. That's what they do. They're just watch Christy Teigen, and then we're going to go over here and do this
split
shit.
Split the fucking Utah national parks in half.
Yeah, the Supreme Court just voted for what's Trump's thing for the...
Oh, Trump, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
The only good thing about Trump is to annoy other people.
Isn't it crazy that you can't even be for the president... And if you are, you're a racist.
Yeah, they made the story.
Around the world.
They made the story. Absolutely. Like, it can't be about economics or anything else. It can't be about, like, I saw some articles that said five things Trump has done well. And it was like, begrudgingly, I have to give this up for this stuff. And it was like, one of those was like, if you're dying of a fucking incurable disease, you can try some experimental drugs. They're like, you're already dying. You have 6 months to live. Try the drug.
From what I've read.
And people are like, yeah, that's good, but. All the liberals are like, yeah, but where was that when this was happening?
No,
it's like, just give them the.
From what I read, the criminal justice reform they did, they just was like bipartisan across the board, really fucking good. Everyone's like, yeah, great. Yes.
Well, no, you know, yeah. That's what
turns me off because it was like.
But he saved the news industry.
Bad? Not even like 70% bad?
He saved the news industry.
Why? By calling him on that shit?
No, because now they have 24-hour-a-day shit to report on that he's doing.
OJ did that.
What's that?
OJ did that.
OJ? No. There was a real problem going on with, like, CNN and stuff like that. People just weren't tuning into anything. So now they have, like, this 24-hour
day. It is kind of crazy that, like, not to say good or bad, but just to say that you can't even support the president without looking like a Nazi.
Yeah.
That's what I'm...
They've made the story, you're only racist, so then any support of him is like, well, you must be racist.
And if you wear that stupid fucking hat... Then you're not. That's the Alyssa Milano said. That's the new white hood.
Yeah,
and you're like, no, it's not. Like, there, it's
but
not.
The message itself is fine.
Did you read her op-ed that she wrote about it, defending it?
Dude,
it was insane. It was insane.
For real. What was she saying?
Oh, I mean, it was just like, oh yeah, I'm not backing down from this. I totally believe this. Like,
I'm waiting for Charles and charges.
Here's the thing. She doesn't have to back down from it because
she's getting support from people who like
her. Her fan base loves
the dumb message.
And it's like, and she believes
it's powerful. Need to be said.
It's anyone who disagrees with her is ignorant. And you're like, no. This country is super varied. Yeah. There are people that do have that hat, do believe in that hat, do believe in that phrase, make America great again, that are not Nazis and Ku Klux Klan members that would ever... That white hood stands for hanging a black man from a tree. That's what that stands for, in my opinion. That hat does not stand for that much.
Same thing with...
That's all said. Do I think Trump is a racist?
Probably.
But I don't think he thinks that like a white hood is like obviously.
I bet there's a part of him that takes a little tickle joy in the fact that he's gotten away with creating this hat that means something that it's bigger than it is.
I think he looks at someone and goes, that guy or that person, I'll say that person could do the job or that person can't do the job.
Yeah.
Now, whatever he bases that on, probably it's skin color or whatever he feels about them, but he just has a gut feeling about a person. And that's
Dave
pretty much
says
where
it,
you're going
to
be.
Well, they're like, he hired those billionaires to be his cabinet. He goes, you mean people that have been the most successful?
Yeah.
No, no. Billionaire now is a fucking bad term.
Yeah, it's like, you kept making money, so fuck you.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
I have a problem with how people make money. Dude, if someone hands you $2.5 billion,
he's a criminal,
born,
and that, so was Hillary Clinton.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, they're all
for
terrible.
Me, it was like, dude,
criminal.
You're both fucking
Hillary criminal.
She was a criminal, and not only that, what the fuck do you think she did that caused the FBI to fucking throw her under the bus?
Okay,
at some point, there's some shit to
2021. It's 2021 right now. Hot tub time machine. We're time machining forward.
Yeah.
Who's the president of the United States?
The Rock.
Bert, you're going to put your... Bert.
Oprah Winfrey.
This
definitely.
Is forever. This is a podcast that's probably not being recorded.
I'll give you the top five
because it's too cold
the
outside.
Rock, Joe Rogan, or Oprah Winfrey.
I could tell you the
and
people
two, you got
are,
two more to go.
Me you and know, Tom Segura. Our race would be amazing.
Here's why it's not going to be Oprah Winfrey. I saw a report on this. It's because Oprah Winfrey is squeaky clean until you look into her. And mud sticks to someone squeaky clean. Mud does not stick to Trump, who's just a veritable asshole. So it's like, he's like a little mud. It's like when Dice would be like, you're a jerk. He's like, yeah, so what? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
how do you pin
so like,
down?
As soon as one thing gets like, what about the meat stuff, Oprah? Then that sticks to her and she gets taken down. It can't be someone like that. It's got to be someone like legit who's like, I know what I'm doing in politics.
I see Will Smith.
No, he's going through a midlife crisis right now.
I love how the answer to the shitty outsider who's been awful is just a different guy who doesn't know
dude,
anything about
I'll
politics.
Tell you right now, we've Joe Biden, vice president.
He's like
you ready
80
for this?
Years
Beto
old.
Beto O'Rourke.
Joe Biden's going to be, what, 83 when he gets elected?
For the record, Renazizi, as soon as he said Rourke, he moved the microphone away from his mouth in a mock mic drop.
No, Beto O'Rourke will carry the South, Texas for Joe Biden, who is like... the prominent, most senior
Democrat. I think. Right I now. Think Civil War. Hopefully, the best side wins, and then
Bernie.
We rebuild
I
from the ground
girl
up.
Saying that she wanted like Bernie it. To die.
That's what? Not and who I want to be.
This girl was
I'm just
like,
saying.
Fucking. He had his time. He's so fat.
Who Bernie?
No, I'm talking about Lisa Traeger.
No, I'm just saying
just
that. That's not who I necessarily want. I'm just saying that. That if I was betting right now, that's who I think is going to be.
That's who you think it would be.
Yes, because I think it'll be Biden and Trump, and I think Biden is a plain speaking guy who will.
I don't know.
I hope Russia comes in and tries to bomb us, and now we got to fucking take arms, and then the people with all the guns fucking fend off the Russians. Now we take over.
Hold on. By the way, hold on. You realize our country is so weak right now.
I know. It's sad.
If anyone came in to take over our country, they could do it in a month.
We have two coasts, though.
We're buying TSA people pizza because they're working for free.
Dude, we have two coasts. Nobody has ever conquered a country that has two coasts. With two navies on both sides.
So you're saying if Japan hit us from one side... And
England's not. It was a, like a peninsula.
There's no one in Europe that's going to fucking...
What other countries have two coasts?
What?
Mexico? Brazil?
Mexico?
Does Brazil have two coasts?
No.
Iceland's got two coasts.
What are you
coasts?
Talking about?
What? Brazil? No, yeah.
Iceland's
well, they have one
island.
Giant coast, but then the other side's what? Yeah. Honduras?
It's an island.
And,
we took land. Over Hawaii yeah. pretty quickly.
Clearly not a coast.
Iceland's an island.
Right, that's not two coasts.
It's got all coasts.
True. Dole took over Hawaii without any arms.
Let's take over Iceland.
That's an island, though.
Mexico's never been taken over.
It's got four coasts.
No, by the way,
I'm talking about a superpower.
Can we take over Iceland?
Like China only has they have one coast.
And they've
like,
never been taken over.
You can but you can get come in from different angles.
I'm
you could
Russia.
Take over China.
I'm not sure exactly what the point is with that stat.
Yeah, I think it's a
geopolitical.
It's a fluctuating stat. I think
it's
there's
weird.
Only a couple
sounds
places
good.
With two coasts.
Yeah,
and you picked, one. And we just happen to be one of them.
Yeah,
Antarctica's got all coasts again.
But how do you come in though?
It ends with an A. It's ever been taken over by a country that starts with an R.
But how do you
Antarctica
come in with
Russia?
How do you come in when you have two navies?
What?
How do you come in when you have two navies?
Air, bro, through space. Nuclear
wait a minute.
Weapons.
Wait a minute. What do you mean two navies? Who's got two navies?
We do. We have one on the Pacific, one on the Atlantic.
Yeah,
no,
I understand that.
No, the Pacific
that, but
is
like,
just a bunch of crips who's shooting guns.
No, there's real boats.
It's submarines.
San Diego? It's real boats, bro.
All along the coast. Yeah, they have fucking, they have a
speaking
real
which, remember
out
we
there.
Did mushrooms down in San Diego and we thought those catamarans were warships coming at us?
They were
holy
warships.
Holy shit, dude.
They were warships.
Oh, were you in the Comedy Store hot tub?
And we were,
no,
we,
we're in the patio.
Patio, and these catamarans were coming in at sunset. The most beautiful possible.
What time is it?
Right now?
Yeah. We've been here for 45 minutes.
Time right? for steak.
I would love a steak.
We should go.
All right, wait, let's go to this. Let's go back
let's
to this.
Let's hot tub time machine.
Yeah, okay, let's
what
go.
What has been your favorite steaks of all time? I know mine.
Ooh.
Peter Ooh. Luger's with my dad in 2007 with my brother. And we went to Peter Luger's in the Yankee game.
Wow. I have a tagline for that.
Okay.
I went to Peter Luger's recently with Rogan and Duncan and the guy who appreciates your marathon.
Cam Haynes.
Told my dad I went there. He's like, I used to go there when I was single.
Yeah.
He went to his old belongings. He found a Peter Luger's credit card.
Whoa.
It had on it 4 digits. The number was like 9847.
Wow.
Yeah. And I took it in. Me and Diaz went a week or two ago. And I was like, hey, man, can I see if this is still good? He was like, what the fuck?
Whoa. Really?
They looked at the computer, couldn't find anything. Then he goes, then they were opening up books. Old books.
Wow.
Handwritten shit.
Oh, shit. That's great. Yeah. It's a good steak, dude.
It's a good steak.
For years.
It's a good steak.
I went to Peter Luger with my uncle. That was a great steak. But I think probably one of the best steaks I've ever had. I had steak Florentine in Italy on Trip Flip.
Whoa.
And it was massive. Probably the best steak I've ever had was with the Zulu tribe. In Africa.
Wait, and what the fuck?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
We killed the cow.
Humans? Oh, damn.
We killed the cow. We slaughtered the cow. And then they cut up
Who's
fillets.
Who's we slaughtered the cow? What did
I
you do, Bert?
I didn't do shit. I just,
yeah, you get on his fucking
I just
throat and sit on it?
Yeah. Paced back and forth.
I paced back and forth.
Instagram
like,
story.
We're just fucking bad for the cow. So that's how you kill a cow. And so and,
I thought they had volunteered.
They had a bowl of salt. And I thought it was just spices. And I was dipping my steak in a bowl of salt.
Wow.
They would cut it up into slices, right?
Oh.
And then it was like everyone, they had a big sword, and they would cut it up.
Did you get you sick of it?
No.
That's good, dude.
No lady. We had a voodoo doctor, voodoo witch doctor or whatever, in a room. She was doing this thing called rolling bones where she told you your future. And so she rolled bones. She told the couple the future. And then she looks at me, and she goes, you need your bones rolled. And I was like,
yep.
I don't want it.
What?
She was like, why? I said, I don't want to know what's going to happen. I don't want to know anything bad. And I don't want anything good. I want to stay on the same path I'm on. And she was like,
okay.
And she goes, I kind of already rolled them. And I was like, really? She's like, you sure you don't want to know? I was like, nope.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
Maybe that was their version of getting milked. Roll your bone.
O'Neal.
Did I love it? Okay, so I have two.
Yeah.
First is just a childhood memory of complaining to my mom that we had to eat steak for every meal because we slaughtered our own cows and it was all grass-fed beef. And we had like New York strips and we had fucking ribeyes. We had porterhouses.
You had a brother, right?
Yeah.
So would you guys kill a cow and eat it the entire winter long?
We just constantly had our freezer full. Literally, we had a freezer in the garage.
Oh, like, my God, the poor cow. The
like
freezer
a, you know,
the
lay-down freezer where you lift
would
up the
like
top?
Killing yeah. another cow.
And it was just full of fucking
cuts,
lamb and beef. And then I would be like, we're having steak again, and now
oh my
I'm
God.
Like,
you
what
think the poor cows were like, could you
I
let
was.
The freezer get to the bottom before you kill another one of us, please?
Can I tell you how good lamb is? That me and Red Band were in New York once doing a Rogan show, and I was like, let me bring you to this place I love, Mamoon's, next to the Comedy Cellar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was like, what are you getting? I'm like, we can get falafels for him. And he goes, I've never tried either one. Let's try, I guess, falafel. I was like, okay. We got falafels and pita. Had them. He was like, I've never had this. This was amazing. That was so fucking good. And he goes, I'm still kind of hungry. Maybe we should get another one. I was like, well, let's get shawarma this time. And he goes, yeah, okay. But man, that was so fucking good. Are you sure? I'm like, yeah. He took one bite of the shawarma, and he was angrily goes, why didn't we have this the first time?
Yeah.
It's that good.
Yeah, it's so good.
And then go ahead.
My favorite steak. My last favorite steak was taken up, marinating the whole day in my backpack in Vail with my lady, and grilling him at the top of fucking Blue Sky Bates and watching people with cold sandwiches look
that's
enviously
nice.
At us as we're eating baked potatoes and T-bone steaks. My favorite steak of all time, me, Rogan, I don't know who else. I think Diaz. I'm not sure. 9 steakhouse
in Vegas.
In Las Vegas. A porterhouse that I bit into it. I don't know if it was a filet side or the other side. And I was just like, I didn't know meat could taste that good.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
So good.
Dude, filet.
Filet is really good.
Williamson turned me on to Wagyu filet.
That's where they take that steak and they tell them how good they are.
If you could have one kind of steak, what kind of steak would you have?
Oh, it's Wagyu. We took...
T-bone or porterhouse.
So I bought a bunch of... Oh, no. Filet all across the board.
No.
We took a bunch... I bought a bunch of Wagyu filets from this place called Crowd Cow. Not a sponsor, but check them out. What they do is they crowdsource a cow. And then they cut it up, and you can purchase part of that cow.
What?
It's fucking genius,
like
right?
Like a wedding whatever? Were you like, I'm going to get you two plates?
Dude, they have that in, like, where I grew up. Like, they would be like, hey, like, we're going to buy a cow. Like, do you want three legs? And, like, how much stuff do you want to buy in on this cow?
This dude is fucking genius.
Yeah.
So we get, I get like, four Wagyu fillets. I get, and then I get four straight fillets, right? And so what we do is we create a thing outside. So it's basically like Benihana, but at our friend's house with cook camping gear. Right, so we put out like hot plates, and we get all the kids at the table, and I slice them up all real thin, and the kids have tongs, and they can put the steak on the thing sear them, and these motherfucking kids ate every Wagyu there was. They were like, "Oh, the other one tastes gross. This one's the good one, the Wagyu. Wagyu." They ripped through the.
They
fucking
knew without
Wagyu.
Even telling them.
Without even telling them.
It's even better, dude. Wow. It's good. It's so good.
It needs nothing.
I've never had it. Is it that good?
I've never had
it. Costco really prime rib. I'm a huge fan of that.
Well, you're garbage white.
Prime
white
steakhouse no, dude, in the MGM. Prime. I had Wagyu.
It's prime beef.
But you're white people.
But there's a bunch of different grades of Wagyu. You got to get the right grade, because if you get the wrong grade, then I guess it's not as good. Okay. Yeah.
Grade C every time.
No. You know what I miss though is like, okay, so if you were in 4-H and you were doing cows,
you really did.
What are you, a 13-year-old girl?
No. But listen to this. So you raise this cow from an infant.
Yeah,
and then you groom it, you make it so that you can lead it around with like a halter and something
over its face.
No,
because I know you're talking about 4-H. One of the things is how you can control your animal. Yeah, keep going. I'm sorry.
Well, no, yeah, and then you can lead it around with a rope, and you make it tame, and then you present it. You do this thing. They grade it, and then after that, you sell it to the slaughterhouse. You do. They load it up from the 4-H barn at the fair right into the fucking slaughter wagon.
And the better you take care of it, the probably more money you get for that
and
fucking...
And the better it tastes.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so that teaches a kid, you're like, oh, I just raised
Prep
this
that
animal.
Fucking thing well.
I'm attached to it. I showed it. Maybe it even won an award. Now I'm loading it up to the fucking slaughter.
Now when I get a real kid, I don't have to send it off to get killed. I'll be, it'll take care of it well.
Okay, maybe we should do this before we go and get steaks. Let's talk about early memory... Losing virginity before each person starts.
Oh, wow.
Say your tour dates. Ren and Zisa, you go first.
I'm going to Just for Laughs the 21st to the 24th of February in Vancouver. Yep. Yuck Yucks. Swipe up for tickets. And then...
no swiping up there.
Swipe tickets. And then check out Steve Ren and Zisa for the rest of the tour dates. I don't know what I have. I have Indy, Philadelphia, all these other great cities.
Excellent. How'd you lose virginity?
I lost my virginity to a wonderful woman... who now is a woman, but was a girl then, and had a twin brother who walked in on us.
You fucked a child?
No, I fucked a 15-year-old girl. Yeah, we were both 15.
Right. You fucked a girl?
We were both 15 years old.
Rape!
Oh, 15, man. That's young.
Well, it was May, and so I was about to turn 16.
You were 15, too?
I was about to turn 16 very soon. And so we did it a lot. And
you did it a lot. Where was
this? We did it a lot. We did it a lot at her house.
Where was the first time?
First time was at her house.
Her parents' house.
Her parents'
house. Were they there?
Yes. And there was a very special circumstance, and I hope it's not a joke, but her father was a paraplegic from the fire department in New York City.
That would be an awful firefighter.
Well, he got hurt in the line of duty, and that's why he became a paraplegic.
Duty.
Did you just say duty?
Anyway. So she had free reign of the house, so we were allowed. I would sleep over. And
I'm afraid your parents are going to walk in. I think we're good.
Yeah, no. We'll hear the creaking of the fucking...
Oh, God, I hear him coming up the ramp.
But she did have a twin brother.
You can hear the thing come up the steps.
Oh, I can hear that motorized thing that takes you up the stairs.
This is exactly what I did not want to have happen.
Steve, you better pull out.
I
have about 20 minutes.
I love
her. I hear him pulling to the garage.
She's wonderful.
You're still friends
she
with
has
her?
A twin brother. Yes, we're still
did
friends.
Did you fuck the twin brother?
I fucked the twin brother as well.
Hard.
Hard. Super hard.
Which was
Shout
better,
out
her
to
or the brother?
And that was my... I've taken three people's virginity. That's another question. How many
the virginity slayer.
Yeah, well, I'd like to know how many people...
I've never taken anyone's virginity, but I did rent a car that had 13 miles on it one time.
That's pretty good.
And I took her soft. I took her slow.
Okay.
I'll go next. Why not?
Okay.
I am going to be in a bunch of places. Toronto in April, April 6th. San Diego, LA in February. I don't know where else. Cleveland and Columbus and a bunch of other places. My college sweetheart, girlfriend, we were both virgins. We took each other's virginity. Talked about it for a long time. I was 23 years old.
You were in college at 23?
I took 2 years off to go to yeshiva.
You were late to two things.
I forgot.
What else was I late to? Well,
college
to
virginity. 23 and to porking.
Yeah,
sweet porking.
I remember saying I wanted my virginity
so
to you.
Much.
And she said, I don't know if I'm ready yet. I was like, it's okay. I'm just letting you know that I'm ready. And then...
I just want to let you know
what
that
a fucking
this
creepy,
dick is ready.
I'm ready.
Yeah,
like she was a whore ready to take your cock.
Just so that you know, when you're ready,
this cock is ready. What creepiest thing I've ever heard in my life, dude.
We went to watch a movie, and there was a preview for Batman, the second Batman.
And it made you super horny?
You're like, what was the movie, Pet Sematary?
the one with Michael Keaton?
Yeah.
The second one with Michael Keaton.
Yeah, but I was like, la, 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 I can't watch this.
Keaton makes me come so fucking hard.
I got a handjob during Aladdin.
When I put my ears and went outside, she said, later, she goes, that's when I knew.
What?
I was going to lose my virginity to you.
Oh, God. Wow. Was she hot?
It took a long time. Super hot. She looks like Ally Sheedy.
Still? Now or then?
Then. Okay. And I couldn't get in. Like, I kept trying to poke it in, but I couldn't get in until one time I went down on her, and then went in and went right in, and we're like, wow. And then she goes, oh, shit, we're on my parents' couch. Her parents were upstairs.
Juicing.
I'm afraid I'm
father paraplegic?
Bleed.
We got to get a towel or something to put down. Put the towel down. I couldn't get back in. My virginity lasted for 10 seconds.
Wait,
no
so
comment.
Did you come?
Weird.
No, that's not your virginity then.
Yes, it is.
No, it is. I didn't come on my first time.
It's her virginity.
If it counts as rape, it counts as virginity.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to fake it on my first time.
Really?
Yeah, I had to spit on her tongue. Oh, no, I'm kidding.
I'm like, I put it in, and I was like...
Oh, dude.
It was the quickest...
Wait, hold on. Condom?
Condom, dude.
Ari, condom?
Absolutely no condom.
I didn't know condom.
Miami and Tampa.
No condom?
Which, dude, I think it explains why if your first time is no condom, you never want to wear condoms.
It's like learning how to drive on a stick shift.
Yep.
Yeah, why would you ever go back?
You can't go to stick after that.
I've been driving stick for 25 years. I've never owned an automatic in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
If you're a parent out there, you have a boy.
Tell me about your farmhouse virginity.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What's your dates? Good. Got him.
You can listen to the Danish O'Neill podcast. We also have the Danish O'Neill talk show that's about ready to debut on All Things Comedy. Oh. It might be a weekly thing, and who knows? You
probably
never know
won't.
Where I might end. How dare you, Steve?
Dare you.
Shout out to
Are
Bill.
Are you saying
Burr
we don't have any talent?
That.
Shout out to Bill.
Thank you. I'm Andrew. Thank you for the money. Okay.
No, it's actually a very funny show. Did you see the set
that they built for us?
Really
good. Yeah, I did. I was there the day after.
Yeah, we thought you were going to come in. We were actually going to give you a laundry basket.
Starting a new podcast, everybody. Ooh.
Oh,
spoiler alert.
I heard about it.
Mine was with a girlfriend that I had. I think I was 17. And her whole thing was like, a doctor told me I can't get pregnant.
I thought you were going to say a doctor told me you can't get hard.
Dude, I've had girls like that.
Wait, what?
Like, I can't get pregnant. And then later they got pregnant.
17?
I was like, are you crazy? I was fucking coming inside you.
I know. And I was 17. What would I know, dude?
You just trust her?
Yeah. I go, that makes sense.
Great.
Who listens to anyone at 17 and trust?
17-year-olds.
And so we were fucking around in her parents' basement. She had a tri-level like we're staying at here. So we're in the basement. And like she takes off her pants and, you know, I'm finger banging her. And then she takes down my pants and she just gets on top of me. And she starts like, she had a very juicy pussy.
Avi.
Hey, someone grab that audio and send it to me for my ringtone.
I think it's not even grabbed like 10 times.
She had a very juicy pussy.
She had a very juicy pussy.
And then my dick was just hard as she's rubbing. And then it just went inside her. She starts riding me. And I see like a shadow behind us.
Yeah.
And I see
a shadow.
Yeah, I see a shadow behind us.
Oh, you lost your virginity to a ghost?
No. And then I go, what? And nothing. And then a couple minutes goes by, and then I hear a voice go, and it was her dad.
Oh, no.
I think it's time for everybody to go home.
No. Too bad you weren't in my situation when he would have wheeled in.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
He watched you for a while?
I think he was like, what's going? Because he didn't turn on the lights. But you could see because they had these those basement windows like on these tri-levels where, you know, you can still have some street light come in.
Oh, it was daytime.
No. But you could still make out like a little bit like, oh, what's going on here? And then I think he was like, oh, fuck.
That man's coming inside my daughter.
Please tell me you said, didn't you see the tie on the door, bro?
Bro. No, we left the door open because our parents were asleep, so we didn't think anybody would. So then I didn't come. She stops dead in the tracks. Then the dad walks away, and I was like, oh, fuck, I got to get out of here. And then about a week later, we went, and we had sex again. But I just had my tonsils out, and I'd also had my sinuses scraped.
She couldn't swallow?
So I was on painkillers, and I couldn't come, so we fucked with no condom for like an hour and a half before I ended up blowing.
I got a vasectomy, and I came 3 hours later. What do you mean you couldn't come on fucking...
You have a vasectomy?
Yeah.
We both do.
Yeah, I had to make sure it was fucking
Now we're not telling secrets anymore, are we?
What do you mean? You ruined it. You let it out of the bag, so now it's open.
I did not tell anybody.
I said, Bert, don't tell anybody this, but that. And you're like, okay. Inside that day, you were telling people.
Not telling people.
I told Tracy right away when you told me.
Well, when does one person include anybody?
No.
You
when
told
I said
Tracy?
Don't tell anybody.
I told my wife, but that's my wife. I was like, oh, babe, guess what? Ari finally got fucking neutered.
So, wait, okay, so you took three virginities? Ari, how many virginities did you take?
Just one. I hooked up with Morgan Mercy. Okay.
But you guys, he's just starting.
I've done two.
I remember going, I'm not taking a virginity.
By the way, we're not done yet. You think you're over under one more for the rest of your life?
One more.
One. It's a push.
Push.
Bert,
speaking
how many
of that, what's the odds with Steve Ranazzisi every Wednesday, 9:30 Pacific?
Two girls take my virginity.
What's the odds with Steve Ranazzisi?
Two girls took your virginity.
At the same time?
I lost my virginity twice.
Wait, what?
Never mind. Let's go get steaks.
Okay.
No, I'm not. I'm not even being that serious.
What do you mean? Wait,
explain.
Same girl, didn't come the first time.
No.
You came a lot.
Okay, I'll just stop.
You geysered.
Let's keep attacking him for a little bit and then let him tell us.
Yeah. You were too fat and you couldn't figure out.
Oh, come on, the guys. Bird, by the way,
like,
I've got
calm
your back.
Is that just juice?
That's not true. Yeah. Because the water poured out of this place when Ari got in here.
That is true.
And I will
by the way,
that.
Go back and rewind to the beginning of this podcast where Ari dissipated more water than Bert could have possibly imaged to.
His big old fat balls just fucking
as soon as
everything
his fucking
out of
two fucking balls. Nut balls.
Are there free refills?
We're out of wine,
hold
bro.
On. No,
we're out of wine.
No, we're not.
No, we have another bottle.
I'm like, Jesus, bro. I'll turn water into wine over here.
Jesus, bro.
Okay, all right.
O'Neal,
so
here you go.
17 years old.
Wait, what's your tour dates?
My tour dates, Body Shots World Tour.
That's the second bottle.
I'm in, are you releasing this week?
Oh, boy.
I believe in the next couple
days.
Yeah,
that's it, bro.
I'm in Durham this week. Charlotte, two shows. Durham, two shows. Atlanta Tabernacles, two shows. Orlando, two shows. Tampa, two shows.
This is longer than ours.
Tampa, three shows. Fort Lauderdale, two shows. Vegas, two shows. Dallas, two shows. Austin, two shows. And New Orleans, two shows.
Can you do six.
VIP meet and greet?
You
do $250 a piece. BertKreischer.com.
Go to BertBert.com.
Can you do six ad reads for us?
You cunts.
Can you speak English when you do them, too?
I have a hard time with ad reads.
It was so much fun messing with your ad reads. The best was after I messed with it once or twice, I just went and sat down next to you and looked at you, and you're like, Ari, stop.
Shut up.
I didn't say anything.
All right, I was 17 years old.
Yeah.
Me and my buddy Jeff. I was, dude, I was sleek.
Yeah.
I was like probably 170.
Damn. Hot.
Yoked.
At 17?
At 17, 170.
And how tall are you?
5'6",
5'4".
And I was working out like crazy. This is the best shape I've ever been in my entire life.
Oh, wait, I saw a picture. You showed us a picture.
No, that's when I was 186 and jacked.
Yeah, he was jacked.
And so me and my buddy Jeff took our girlfriends to Jeff's girlfriend's dad's pussy house.
What?
Her dad had a pussy house where he, like, an extra little, like, condo that he just
where you
kept.
Get pussy.
He was divorced.
I think he was going through the divorce, and they were trying to work it out.
Separated.
They weren't working out well if he had a pussy house.
We bought a...
John Little calls it a muff slammer.
Case of Natty Light. We bought a case of Natty Light in Jeff's Jimmy.
GMC Jimmy.
Oh, the GMC.
Two-door or four-door?
Two-door.
Yeah.
Two in the back.
By the way, I hope Jeff That's hears nice. This, because he'll giggle so fucking hard. We bought... Two condoms out of the Amoco bathroom. You could buy condoms. two condoms.
Because you were embarrassed to buy them at like a grocery store?
Oh, dude, you couldn't do that back then. This is a different
so embarrassing.
Lifestyle. And so we watched Pet Sematary.
What?
Yeah, we watched Pet Sematary. Figure them, scare them onto our cocks. And then me and the young lady went back to the bedroom. I was in my high school baseball varsity jacket. Yep. Oh,
you wait. Nothing else on but the jacket.
No. Hold
socks
on.
Hold and
on.
The jacket.
Jeans
you were about
the jacket,
to get all
jacket,
day.
Right?
Okay.
Hat on.
You ripped your shirt off as soon as you came in the room, right?
I ripped my shirt off real quick. Put the jacket back on. No, but I took my pants off. I left the jacket on. I got her totally naked. Right.
Okay.
Got her totally naked
the greatest.
First. Dropped my pants to my shoes. The shoes still on. Jacket still on. Pants to my shoes.
Yeah.
I then take the condom out, and I'd never seen a condom up close before. I'd never seen a real one. I've only seen them where, like,
you'd only seen them on TV.
So like, Revenge of the Nerds. Weird. Revenge of the Nerds, when they're like gentlemen, and they dropped them. So when I saw it rolled up, I was like, oh, you must, obviously, you have to.
Oh, Revenge of the Nerds 2.
Nope, number one.
I thought Booger packed all the condoms in 2.
In Revenge of the Nerds 1, they went to pledge the Alpha House or whatever.
And they
dropped condoms with a goat there. And so I thought they were supposed to be unrolled, so I unrolled it all the way.
Before
I put it on.
It's hard to put on.
I then grabbed the base and tried to slide it over like a sock.
Yeah.
And it inflated. And I was like,
trapped air in there.
Yeah, and I was like, and I'm trying to squeeze the air out, and it just looks like I'm making balloon animals. I then realize I've compromised that condom. That condom's no good, right? I throw it to the floor.
But you need the other one.
Jeff's?
I go back out, and I say, I need another condom. And he goes, that was fast. I was like, it was broken.
But you only had 2.
It was broken. Yeah.
So I grab Jeff. Jeff gives me his condom.
Oh,
what?
Boy.
What a good guy.
Yeah, dude. You're not getting my condom.
I grab his condom.
I'll give you all my condoms.
I go in. I open it.
This hooker says she's clean.
Things like reservoir tip are starting to make sense to me.
And then
I go, oh, pinch. Oh, yeah. So I do it. I slide it over. I get on top of her. By the way, jeans
who's
around
the girl?
My
Where'd
ankles.
You meet her? Where'd you meet her?
She was went to school. The
Craigslist.
School.
The high school.
Yeah, I went to an almost Catholic high school.
You had to meet her in the back of the Florida Weekly.
So you met her at dances and stuff.
I get on top of her, and in real time, it is, I'm in, I pull out, and it's over, and it's over.
Done.
Really?
It's over. And then she says to me, in the sweetest voice
There's
possible.
There's so many nerve endings.
She was not.
Okay.
She says to me in the sweetest voice possible.
Who had sex with her before, her dad?
No. She goes, are you going to put it in?
Hold on 1 second.
My dick was between her butt cheek and the bed. I didn't even fuck a person.
No, wow. You fucked her
that
pillow.
That is losing virginity twice.
Yep.
As close as it could be. I would say you didn't lose your virginity the first time.
Did Jeff end up fucking his lady? Jeff raw dogged her.
Sidebar.
By the way, he's been married her
and
for
I hope
38
that Jeff,
years
if Jeff
now.
Does hear this, he knows that I'm speaking in love.
He got
ended up fucking his lady. He ended up fucking the girl that I lost my virginity
shit.
To and my girlfriend for 5 years.
Jeff's like, I'll show you how
Jeff,
that
Jeff
done.
Fucked everyone I fucked.
Jeff's like, hold on.
Dude, and he has the best excuse. He goes, Bert borrowed my condom.
Hold
I can't
my beer.
Wear
hold
one.
On.
Use it.
Yeah. Hold my beer. And the worst part about all of this is Jeff has the biggest dick I've ever seen in my life.
Over.
What, like,
so she's like, I would love to say that you were bigger than Bert's, but Bert never even got in, so I have no idea.
I ended up fucking her that night with a compromised condom.
So
we only have one more condom. And so I went in.
Did Jeff stretch it out beforehand?
I don't know.
With his fucking hammock?
His Dax Shepard cock?
He has taken a really fucking 360 change in life. Because he is not that guy. Back
he's not fucking
was.
Your wife or anybody else.
He did a dick reduction?
He fucked her, like, literally at homecoming. This is probably October I lost my virginity. He fucked her at homecoming. And I was dating her, and I was like, what the fuck? Then we stayed friends. And then I dated a girl for 5 years. I went to Russia, and he fucked her while I was in Russia.
Oh, no. That's while the machine, while you were making your career.
Yeah.
The machine story.
It's the
he
thing.
He was betraying you.
It's so funny.
Are
because,
you still
like,
friends with him?
I am.
That's double. That's two huge knots.
You know what?
He's one of
I
my oldest friends.
That had comics okay. This Jeff character is a real ass fuck.
That's a separate podcast.
It's so cold.
I can tell you stories about him that would blow your fucking mind. He's a good guy. He just had a really, 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 really rough life, and I think he was always looking for something that he could never like.
Okay.
He could never like quench it. You know?
Yeah.
And I think pussy was one of the things.
Yeah.
Friendship and pussy. And it was like, it overlapped for him. I don't think it made sense to him. He did that to a couple people. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's a tough one. When you're like, when you're insecure.
You know what,
I'd say like me, you're insecure and you're just like trying to fill the void by like, oh, look, I can have a girlfriend and I can also cheat on her with these other girls. And you just like go down this road until you finally go, dude, you're a dick, and you need to grow up, and then you meet somebody.
What a sensitive
nice.
O'Neal.
That is exactly his story. I mean,
it's my story, yeah. I was a dick, dude, to a lot of, and because it's just like you're an insecure kid because you grew up and, like, you had it rough. People didn't fucking treat you.
He had a twin brother.
Is that why you fucked Little Lester?
Brother that he lost. He had a twin brother that he lost.
Oh, really? Oh, fuck.
No, he found him like 30 minutes later.
No, we didn't, Ari. He didn't.
We lost him at the mall, and then we found him.
They were on a fishing trip, and his brother got sick on the boat, and they took him to the hospital that night, and he died.
Of what?
Wow. Leukemia.
Oh, of leukemia. So
drunk.
It was.
To hear that story, like, I'm so drunk.
Dude, he's not a bad guy. Why am I talking about Jeff?
By the way, speaking of leukemia, we're doing a nine-year anniversary to the day, February 18th, at the Comedy Store in L.A., California. 9 years to the day of This Is Not Happening, or whatever the name of the storytelling show is. Bert Kreischer, Ali Sadiq, Miss Pat, Joey Diaz, and maybe more, raising money for a kid with leukemia.
Who's that kid?
See, that's why I told that story.
Who is it? Is it Jeff's brother? Because he's dead.
It's a friend of the show. The guy who's come to all the shows, and his kid got leukemia, so we're trying to raise some cash for him.
That's really nice.
What?
Who's a special guest?
There's no special guest. We just haven't found the fifth person yet.
call Tom or call Joe.
Joe doesn't want to do it. He doesn't really do stories. Joe doesn't do stories. It's not his thing. Tom, I'm waiting. Jeffries, I'm trying to get.
I know you always.
Jeffries is fucking amazing.
Yeah,
he's a great storyteller.
He's a great storyteller.
You always ask a tell, but I'm waiting for a tell to just finally be like, all right, I'll tell one fucking story, and it's going to be the greatest story of all time.
I keep waiting for him. I was like, dude, I'm doing a show. It's all booze stories. I know I'm doing this show just so you can do a story. He goes, I don't know if I have anything. I'm like, Dave, you for sure have drunk stories.
Is that our subject? Is booze stories?
No, it's hope or. And or fear.
Oh.
Oh, okay, cool. Let me work on that. I mean, hey, let's go get steaks.
You know what we should do? How about this? How about we keep the podcast rolling as we go to the steakhouse?
Why don't we when we get back from steaks, we'll just pick it back up.
I'm taking a shower, but yeah.
How long have we done?
An hour 12.
Oh, that's not enough.
That's not a podcast.
Dude, what kind of podcast do you do?
When we get back, because we'll have time to talk shit about other comics.
Postcast.
Okay, guys, we may come back from this. We may not.
You may never hear us
again.
Some people
say we're going to come back from this, and it's possible.
If you listen to the Danish and O'Neill show, we call it post-show talk.
I was going to tell you what. I'm going to put in here, if we don't come back to this, I'm going to put in an hour and 40 minutes of silence at the end of this to distract people from the idea that there will definitely be more.
Yep.
Can we
order Because there may or may
in?
Not be more.
And I think that's fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
How do we order steaks in?
Dude, I don't want to get out of this tub. It's 12 degrees out right now.
If there was a grill here, we already would have gotten steaks. We would have grilled them.
It's 12 degrees. I can't get out.
If you're 100% into steaks.
All right, let's get out and go get steaks. Let's focus. While I'm still
half sober. We're in Park City. We can get steaks.
Yeah. Does anybody have any other hot tub time travel story that they want to tell? What did I see? Time travel?
I got laughed out of my wife's vagina one time.
Let's kick
it. Leave that on a cliffhanger. Now we have to come back here.
Okay, guys, great job. Let's try not to get these things wet. No electricity, no electrocution. And
holy shit.
Steve's the first one out. How is it feeling?
It's cold, bro.
The fact that we have to walk on ice and snow.
Look at him steam. Look at that steam.
Drop it here.
I'm going to carry the mic.
Yeah, I'm going to do the same. I want to carry my cord, so I'll just unplug me.
Okay. All right. Guys, thank you very much for tuning in. We will see what happens.
Deep pussy.
Without any friends in Park City, how could I survive? Tell me what to fight for. Tell me what's the right war.
La Jolla, February 15th through 17th. Los Angeles, 9-year anniversary of the storytelling show, February 18th, Comedy Store Main Room, All-Star Show. Ali Sadiq, Miss Pat, Bert, Renazizi, Diaz. $30 all to a kid for with leukemia. I care about children. Bert, oh man, he's on this show though, so it does seem like he cares. Fuck. I may have messed up on that one. The 19th. Of February, Ari Shaffir Jew, possibly the last time ever in Los Angeles. Cabin Weekend, Big Sal. Phoenix and Tempe, March 7th through 9th. Miami, West Palm, March 14th through 16th. All tickets at arishaffir.com. Vegas, the 21st to 24th. Short sets with Liss and Norman and Vitor and Vecchione. Oh, Toronto, April 6th, Danforth. First show sold out. They got to be adding the second show soon. All tickets are arishapiro.com. Coachella. Pesach. Ooh, I think Seattle and Portland's coming at the end of April. And Calgary, too, I think. It's not up yet. Cleveland in May. That's up. What are all these dates in here? Governor's Ball. Ooh. Queen's birthday. Why is that in my... Columbus in June. Yeah, I think that's it.
See her, we die.
Oh, spoiler alert.
I think that maybe she's lost.
Trapped somewhere between the past and present.
That little girl lives. She lives at a time that things with my mom were not good. I did something unforgivable that year.
Well, then we should make it right. That could be the answer.
I don't know how to do that because my mom is dead.
I do.
What? Okay, where are you going? You can't leave. What is with the helmet?
Nadia, I can't leave Beatrice here and let her disappear without making things right. And you should do the same. That means for you.
No. Stay with me. Fuck you!
That might be the last thing you ever say to me. Seriously. This time we might die and not come back.
Maybe I'll kill myself just to fuck you over.
Well, that's what I did, and look where it got us. You are the most selfish person I have ever met. Thank you for changing my life. Lives are hard to change.
You're alive. I called you like 50 times last night. Come in. Are you okay?
Yes, I am. Under the circumstances.
Why are you wearing a helmet?
Maybe we need to talk.
Okay.
Nadia.
I did something terrible, Ruth.
But you couldn't return the coat?
No, I abandoned Mom.
Lock the door behind you. There's somebody in the neighborhood.
I locked the door. What's going on, baby?
I love you. I mean, in the truest sense. And I know about Mike. I know how it started and why. I want you to be. Just be whoever you are.
I didn't know how to tell you.
You did. You did tell me, I just didn't listen. You told me every time I asked you what was wrong, you said nothing. Every time I touched you, you gently pulled away. No matter how much we think that we're fooling people, our bodies, they can't keep lying the way that our minds can. Mine stopped lying a long time ago. For years, I've just been hollow. You know, I thought if I worked hard enough, if I kept putting the time in, and if I kept my head down, you know, did everything right, this aching, gnawing feeling of being an absolute failure would just go away.
I know.
And now I'm stuck with a body that is broken, and in a world that is literally falling apart, and a mind that. Am I the one who wants to kill me?
You got help, right?
I did. I let somebody help me.
Who? I just want to tell you, before this whole thing is over, I killed her. I took the easy way out.
What easy way out?
I told the social worker that I wanted to live with you and not with her. And then she was fucking dead within a year.
You've got it all wrong. You said you wanted to live with your mom just like she told you to. But that just couldn't happen. No one was gonna let that continue.
I don't think it matters.
What are you talking about?
Whatever I said, I wanted to live with you.
Listen to me. You were this tiny seed buried in darkness, fighting your way to the light. You wanted to live. It's the most beautiful thing in the world. Do you still have that in you? Nadia, I look at you now, chasing down death at every corner, and sweetheart, where is that gorgeous piece of you pushing to be a part of this world? I'm gonna make you some tea.
She can hear you. She can hear all of it.
Good. Did she hear this too?
There is a kid out here.
You are not her mother.
Well, her mother keeps fucking up.
Listen, your life force is strong. I don't know how you survived all those years, but it worked.
Emily!
Who's Emily?
The book, Life Force.
You know that's the woman that wrote Anne of Green Gables. You know what I heard?
She OD'd. I know.
I was going to say she's haunting a house on Prince Edward Island.
I love you, Ruthie.
Stop it. tables, and that's fine. I've come out of my way for you anytime. That's right. It's my turn, and I'll do you one better, that's the game. We both like to play. You weak, I laugh, we know. A little hug needs to foot rub, then a hot tub, then a French kiss on a bare rug. They like it, they like it. How about this? Wanna try it?
A century ago, a conflict arose which would quickly become one of the most complex and controversial in the world. A conflict between two very different people for the same territory. To understand its origins, let's retrace the history of the Jewish people on a map. The Israeli-Palestinian conflict will be explained in a following video. The story begins in 750 BC, when the Near East was divided into many small kingdoms and city-states. They were wedged between the Assyrian Empire to the north and Egypt in the south. Among them was the Kingdom of Israel, whose people worshipped several gods, including Yahweh. In 722 BC, the capital Samaria fell into the Assyrian Empire. Part of the population was then the Kingdom of Judah and Jerusalem. But they would be followed by the Assyrian army as they continue their expansion towards the south. The region then remains under their control for a century until the fall of Nineveh to the Babylonians. Egypt and Babylon would then compete for territories of the old empire, but the Babylonians quickly take over and project their power in the region. Jerusalem resists this new rule and rebels. The Babylonian army then returns to besiege and destroy the city. Much of the population is then moved to the capital. In 539 BC, the Achaemenid Persian Empire takes over Babylon. The new king authorizes a free passage for Judeans, prompting many to return to Jerusalem. They would then rebuild the city and organize the foundations of Jewish culture by building the Temple of Solomon and writing the Torah. In 334 BC,
back to Dance Stage USA. Our next song is Sia, Chief Drill. Have you heard the song?
Yes, I have.
And what do you think?
I think it's got a good beat and you can dance to it.
Sounds swell. Let's listen now.
Up with it, girl. Rock with it, girl. Show them it, girl. Put a bang bang. Bounce with it, girl. Dance with it, girl. Get with it, girl. Put a bang bang.
Come on, come on. Turn the radio on. It's Friday night and I won't be long. Gotta do my hair, put my makeup on. It's Friday night and I won't be long till I hit the dance floor. Hit the dance floor.
ambitious young Macedonian king, Alexander the Great, set out with his army to conquer the known world. In just over 10 years, he rakes up a huge territory and builds many cities. But exhausted by conquest, he died at age 32 in Babylon, without an heir of governing age. The empire was then divided by his generals into various Hellenic kingdoms. Judea came under the control of the Ptolemaic dynasty. A Jewish community settles in the new city of Alexandria, and the Torah is translated into Greek. Following a war against the Seleucid dynasty, Hellenic and Jewish culture developed friction to the point that one of the altars of the Temple of Solomon in Jerusalem was dedicated to the worship of Zeus. The traditionalist anti-Hellenic Jewish militia is organized and takes control of Jerusalem in 164 BC. The temple is restored and the Kingdom of Judea becomes independent. A century later, the region was conquered by the Roman army. The Judeans would organize two major revolts against the new regime, which were violently crushed. The first revolt in 66 provoked the siege of Jerusalem, followed by the destruction of its temple. The only wall of the enclosure that survived would become known as the Wailing Wall. During the second revolt, the city was razed and a great part of the population slaughtered. This time, the Jews were forbidden a safe passage to Judea. Many migrate to Galilee and across the empire. Towards the end of the Roman Empire, Christianity was the dominant religion and Jerusalem a place of pilgrimage. The largely well-to-do Jewish community in the Mediterranean basin began to be persecuted, especially in the Visigoth and Byzantine empires. In the 7th century, following the birth of Islam, begins an Arab conquest. In some cases, Jews support the conquest in the hope of better conditions. They are tolerated by the Arabs, and only polytheistic peoples are forcibly converted. In Jerusalem, the Dome of the Rock is built, making the city holy to the three monotheistic religions.
Upstairs, now we kicking it in my jacuzzi, and it's a
roll call. Thank you for this movie. You were just a supporter. A hater called you a groupie. Smoking till it stop out. Things take a pop out. She know I'ma give it to her. Wait until we hop out. Hop out. We got a jacuzzi and we gon' use it later. And you ain't got a Uzi. But wait, it's just my neighbor. And you don't gotta worry. Just pass the rolling papers. I'm out of my mind. I be lost in the vapors. We got a jacuzzi and we gon' use it later. And you ain't got a Uzi. But wait, it's just my neighbor. And you don't gotta worry.
Now, I am one of my sweat. Cause every time I get up on the mic, I come correct. And I learn it from the best. Always dressing something fresh. With the full nail down, big butt and nice chest. Yes, they heard I used to rock, yes. But now I'm rocking clothes and ain't in the stores yet. Travel back in time, spin a vortex. Try to make it work out, think I need more reps. Used to take a bus, now the boy more jets. Cause kids got me buzzing like a fucking hornet. They say I got next, tell them that I got now. It's all Disney, but when my family crown, make them say L, make them say O. The folks that tell me yes, the same ones that tell you no. Whoa, I ain't just an average Joe, ain't a mother average flow. Where my life is most low. No matter where life takes me, find me with a spell. Soon to be happy, don't be laughing like a shell. I never thought life could be this sweet. It got me cheesing, cheeky, cheeky. And I ain't get away for nothing, cause that just ain't my style. Life couldn't get better. This could be the best day ever. If it ain't about a dream, then it ain't about me. Go a couple full weeks without a good night's sleep. Imagination, making musical creation. The journey that I'm facing, plus the paper that I'm chasing. Got me crazy at the same. And with the lanes, I see you hating. But there's nothing that you're changing. Thumbs up, I'm maintaining. No complaining when it's raining. I'll be in another zone. Move out my mother's home to a world to call my own. I ain't gonna play around no more. Find a difference from the ground and the floor. If we gotta fight, I'll be down for the war. Thumbs up, homie, I'll be sure. No matter where life takes me, find me with a spell. Soon to be happy, don't be laughing like a child. I never thought life could be this sweet. Got me cheesing, cheeky, cheeky. And I ain't get away for nothing, cause that just ain't my style. Life couldn't get better. This will be the best day ever.
And Muslims. This allows Jews to gradually establish themselves in all of Western Europe. In the 11th century, the Seljuk Turks, a Central Asian people, began their expansion and reached Jerusalem. They persecuted Christians and forbid pilgrimages to the city. In response, Christians in Europe organized crusades, military and religious expeditions to the Holy City. Along the way, they massacred Jewish communities who they now consider the deicide people who killed Jesus Christ. In 1347, Genoese merchant boats from Caffa helped spread the Black Death. In 5 years, the disease wreaks havoc in Europe, killing almost half its population. A rumor spreads accusing Jews of poisoning wells, resulting in their persecution mainly along the Rhine and Rhone region and their eventual expulsion. In Spain, the Reconquista ends. The Catholic kings serve an ultimatum to the Jews to either convert or leave. The majority who choose to leave settle along the Mediterranean coast, mainly in the Ottoman Empire, where they are welcomed. The Poland-Lithuania Commonwealth becomes a haven for Jews from Western Europe due to favorable migration policies. In the 17th century, the region hosts more than 300,000 or about half of the Jews in the world. But everything changed in 1648 with the revolt of the Cossacks' Ukrainian peasants against the nobility and the Jews. They accused the Jews of having a privileged relationship with those in power. More than 100,000 Jewish people are killed or flee the region. This episode would weaken the Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth, besieged on all sides by neighboring powers. In 150 years, the regime falls and its territory is carved up. The Jewish community is divided, and 900,000 of them find themselves in the Russian Empire, where they are not welcome. They quickly become the targets of attacks called pogroms, a Russian term meaning devastation. Given the lack of response from authorities, these attacks become more frequent and deadly. The Jews then emigrate to the United States and Western Europe, which in the meantime has improved their living conditions. It is in this context that the first Zionist Congress is held in Basel in 1897, contemplating the founding of a new homeland for the Jewish people in Palestine. But the Ottoman Empire is fiercely opposed to the project. A few years later, the First World War breaks out. The Ottoman Empire fought alongside Germany. When the Allies were in trouble and desperately sought further support, the then British Minister of Foreign Affairs, Arthur Balfour, wrote an open letter promising a Jewish homeland in Palestine in return for Jewish support. In parallel, they support the Arab rebellion against the Ottoman Empire by promising them independence in the liberated territories. At the end of the war, the map of the Middle East was redrawn and divided up between the European powers. Palestine comes under the British mandate, marking the beginning of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
She makes this really obnoxious sound. She smacks her lips together and does this little thing. Have you noticed that?
I have noticed.
It's awful.
Yeah.
It's
right?
Horrible.
Isn't that it?
It's humiliating. All of my friends make fun of me in the morning when she drops me off. I can't take it anymore. Someone has to tell her to stop, and it has to be you, because you're the only one who can stand up to her.
Look, I'm flattered, kid, that you would consider me for such a delicate assignment, but I have to tell you I'm out of that business. Ask your father, he'll do it.
My dad is mindless. He can't stand up to her. He's scared of her. You're the only one who could do it.
As tempting as it is, kid, I'm not your man.
Wait. So I guess you won't be playing golf on Saturday.
What are you talking about?
I couldn't help but overhear some of the conversation you were having with my dad, and, it seems if Ron were to find out about his wife, then your little golf game would be called off.
You would do that?
Try me.
All right.
So you're gonna talk to my mom?
I'll talk to your mom.
Good.
Boy, you really are your mother's daughter, aren't you?
Yeah. Now get the fuck out of my driveway, you bald prick.
Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to tell you, you know, we have a mutual acquaintance. I know Jeff.
You know Jeff?
I do. Yeah, yeah. We actually dated a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, not too long, but.
Wow.
So, if I can play some role in helping the country to do that,
okay.
By God, I'm going to do it.
Okay. By God, when are you going to know the answer? By God, when can we get Amy and Ulysses and the whole family together?
No.
When are you going to know that? Have you given yourself a deadline? No, I'm serious, but have you given yourself a...
And the serious answer is really simple. is releasing before the end of this month. Someone's asking for right now, but this is before the end of the month, but there are many other days after this. It's funny that you say that, because many of the questions that you have been asking me, I'm sure many people here would like to know the answer from you. Is this something you would consider doing with the jury?
The reason I respect your process is because I do firmly believe it's something you've got to feel inside of yourself.
Absolutely.
And you've got to come to a knowing inside yourself. You've got to hear that and feel that for yourself, not what everybody else says, that I believe that I can answer this call.
That's right.
For this particular moment in time in our culture.
That's right.
In our society.
That's right.
Love you, and I'll see you in the next one, Ruthie. Oh shit! I forgot he was coming.
Hey, it's okay, babe.
I don't want you to meet him yet.
You know, I've faced this guy so many times. It's fine. Sorry, hope it's okay.
Of course it's okay. Hi, Edson. How's my little guy? Hi. Hi, this is Alan. He's all right.
Hi.
Hi.
She's pretty worried about you yesterday. I got a lot of calls.
Yeah, she doesn't need to worry about me anymore.
Oh, my God, Alan, your nose is bleeding.
What?
Hold on, let me get you some.
No, it's fine. I got it.
No, don't be
It's fine.
Wait there. I'll get it for you. Well,
I'm gonna leave?
Maybe he disappeared.
Do you know this woman?
You know, she doesn't.
She used to be my dad's girlfriend.
Yeah. Alright. I want to give you something. It's not really a present. It's more like something that we share.
Okay.
Emily is the hero.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Are you sick? She's still inside you.
Органы, 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 органы. Органы в рясах и органы в погонах. Органы, 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 органы. Органы, органы. Органы, 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 органы. Органы в рясах и органы в погонах. Органы, 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 органы. Органы, органы, органы в погонах. Женский оргазм встречает препоны. Погонами, препонами нам замещают стропоны. Мизулина упорки запрещает гондоны. Агония, спазм, дух падающей короны. У страны похлеще, чем ванны, о неврозы. Думы бездумные, бездарные законы. Нет экономики или обороны. А есть Лубянка, лагерь, наручники, заборы. Бастрыкин, Сечин, жулики, воры. Железная...
Hit the jets and watch us blast off. Something going on beneath the water. People getting hot and making sons and daughters. It's just you and me, and L-U-V, and the T-U-V. Bubbles in the tub, bubbles in the glass. Fig in your mouth, and my finger in your ass. Making love tonight, making intercontinental love tonight.
Are we above Egypt?
It's Mount Rushmore.
Giving you a hickey over the mighty Mississippi.
Me over Germany.
We're going all the way, cause it's not a race. We can take it slow into outer space. It's just you and me.
3, 2, 1. We have liftoff.
Tubs in the VIP tonight.
Give me the address to the ocean. I'm about to write it a letter. You may be the ocean, but I'm hotter and wetter.
Hey, hey.